their 7-1 record and their undefeated Mountain District record on the road to Abingdon to take on the Falcons. Abingdon sits there at 5-3, 3-1 in the district, but winners 5 out of their last 6 and winners of their last 3 games there for the Falcons. We'll see if they can keep the roll going against the best team right now so far this year in Region 2D. These two teams have won at least a share of the Mountain District, either one of them, in the last 6 years. Union, if a win tonight, locks up a district crown. A win for Abingdon leaves hope for both sides as getting a co-district championship at the end of next week. A lot on the line here tonight. Plenty of points on the line as well for Union in Region 2D. All right, now they sit in the number one spot. For Abingdon in Region 3D, they sit in the number five spot, trying to pick up some change here in the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Corey, we saw Abingdon last week blow out Ridgeview 49-14. Union's coming off a bye week. Both teams, though, hungry for this one.
Yeah, absolutely. In a game where you had Owen Barr score the first 5 touchdowns of a game, the first 3 for multiple yards.
Abingdon had a big game in that one. It's Abingdon and Union tonight. Our Myers Exchange Bank pregame show continues right after this, as it's Union and Abingdon on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com, because there's nothing like Freedom.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Welcome back here to Falcon Stadium, where it's Union and Abingdon tonight here on 93.5 to be excellent. Welcome into the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez here with you. Bears are 7-1 on the year, 4-0 in the Mountain District. Abingdon 5-3, 3-1 in the Mountain District this season. We'll get to the regional point standings here in a few moments, but we do need to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain Empire Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Kirkland's, and Holding Funeral Home. Thanks to all the sponsors for sponsoring our broadcast this evening, as it's Union and Abingdon battling here tonight. Corey, as we said there during the first segment of the pregame show, one of these teams has at least carried at least a share of the Mountain District the last 6 seasons since Abingdon joined the league in 2017. A win tonight for Union locks up that, making it 7 straight years because they would take the outright crown with no need to worry about next week except for points when it comes to Region 2D and your record against back home on Senior Night at Bullitt Park against John Battle. Coming off a bye week there for Travis Turner and the Bears, what do you expect out of Union tonight?
I expect them to be a little bit fresh. They did have some injuries, especially down towards the pipe when we saw them Chandler had been nicked up, so maybe
going back to the Gate City game.
Back to the Gate City game, and they've had a little rash of injury, nothing major there. And boy, that White Hat, he can haul it, can he? I expect them to be prepared and fresh. You had an extra week to prepare for the biggest game thus far this season for you.
As it's going to be a wonderful battle here tonight from the Bears and the Falcons. For Abington's sake, we saw them last week. We saw them earlier this year when they beat Central 49-12, beating Ridgeview last week 49-14 on the road on the ridge against the Wolfpack. It was dominant from play number one from the first drive of the game for Garrett Amberge's squad. They're playing their best football at the right time of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. A dominating fashion. The last couple of times we saw them down here. We saw them up there at Ridgeview. And both times they put up 40 points, Jacob. And they are finding their way. And kind of reminiscent of what Gate City pulled last year, right? They started out slow, 0-2. And they finally put it together, beat their opponent, and they've been dominant thus far. So
they lost to John Battle in week one. When I spoke of Garrett Amberge earlier this week on Pigskin Picks, I said, I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it. He interjected and said, no, I'm not. I like hearing about it. It's a motivational factor for our team. They've used it this year, winning 5 out of their last 6 and being undefeated in the Mountain District since that opening night loss on the road at the Trojans. Their other two lost to Christiansburg, 45-7 in week two, and on the road at Tennessee High back in September, 28-14. That's a 7-3 Tennessee High Viking team from Bristol across the state line in northeast Tennessee. Both teams entering the field, getting ready for coin toss with kickoff to follow. That means we're getting close, as if there's going to be a massive Mountain District clash tonight between Union and Abingdon right here. As we continue on the Myers Exchange Bank pregame show, right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s, plus top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MortonMcCoreChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Morton McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
Welcome back here to Falcon Stadium in Abingdon, where the Falcons of Abingdon host the Union Bears tonight in a Mountain District battle between the top two teams right now in the district standings. Coming in tonight, Union sits there 4-0 in the league, Abingdon 3-1, Ridgeview 3-2, Gate City and John Battle are each 2-2, Blue Devils beating the Trojans last week 25-13, Lehigh 1-3, Central 0-5. Coin toss taking place out at midfield. Abingdon wins the toss. They elect to defer to the second half. Union in the road white uniforms, that's the white jerseys with the navy blue lettering on the front and the back on the lettering and the numbering, orange outline, and navy blue helmets, navy blue pants. Abingdon in their navy blue jerseys with the white lettering and white numbers on the front and the back, navy blue pants, white helmets, with the navy blue Falcon wings on each side. Your captains tonight for Union, the senior quarterback Rayshon Anderson. Joining him is his brother, the senior linebacker and running back Keyshawn Anderson. Also, senior linebacker Isaac Keefe and senior linebacker number 45, Braden Mosier. For Abingdon, it was their junior quarterback, Luke Honaker, junior running back, Owen Barr, junior right tackle, Gage Crabtree, and the junior free safety, number 25, Gage King. Both teams now waiting to break through their tunnels to the near side, as this game is nearly almost to the point to get this thing going. Abingdon already on their near sideline, breaking through their Falcon tunnel moments ago. Union makes it through their banner over on the end zone to our left here from our press box perch. And it's a heck of an officiating crew this evening, Corey.
Oh, yes. You got Christopher Davis, the white hat. You got your umpire, Brad Christian, Cecil Coleman, John Campbell, and Johnny Poole. So you got the Fantastic Five in their own mind, but they are the fan. And look at Chris Davis running at the 20 to the 15. He's going up at the 10. He's already used up all his energy.
Now he's good to go. It's ready. It's a big-time game. Bringing on the big-time crew tonight there for this game here in Region 2D and Region 3D in the Mountain District for Union and Abingdon. Region 2D points coming into this week. Union number 1 at 26 points. Graham number 2 at 23.6. Tassel's moved into number 3 at 20.8. Ridgeview at 20 right now, flat 20. End of their bye week. Number 5, Gate City at 19.8, just 2/10 behind the Wolfpack. They play them next week. We'll be there up on Rose Ridge. Number 6 is Lehigh, 7 Marion, 8 Virginia High, 9 Lebanon, 10 John Battle. 7 through 10 is separated by 1.8 points. Marion at 15.9, Virginia High at 15.3, Lebanon at 14.8, and John Battle at 14.1. Lebanon hosts Virginia High tonight. Abingdon comes into this game sitting in the number 5 spot in Region 3D. Tobias Reed, the senior kicker, will kick this one away for Abingdon, left to right in your radio dial, as Union will get ball first to open up this game for Travis Turner's squad. In this program's history against each other, it's a split 3-3. Right now, Union's averaged 20.5 points per game in this series. Abingdon, 21.7. Last year, Union winning in Bullet Park in Big Stone Gap, 37-0. Travis Turner's coached in all 6 of those games. Garrett Amberger for Abingdon's coached in the last 5. His career record against the Bears is 3-2. Deep for the Bears will be number 4, Paul Huff. Joining him will be number 14, Caden Phillips, the junior. Reed, with the right foot, will boot away this Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff to kick off this game. You've been listening to the Miners Exchange Bank pregame show. Southwest Insurance Agency, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Reed puts a right foot into a line drive kick, going to the far right side, and Phillips grabs at the 10 as he jumps up to go to the 20. Trying to cut his way up to the 25. He'll be brought down, though, at his side on his right hip at the 23-yard line, where Union will get started on their first drive of this Pizza King first quarter of 11:51 to play in the first.
And look who's right around that tackle already, number 1 Owen Barr. They get ready to come out here. And the one thing that Union's got to be cautious of is this is probably the biggest defensive slash offensive line you're going to go up against, because some of these guys play both sides. So we'll see how the battle in the trenches goes early, Jacob.
Travis Turner told me it's the biggest O-line, D-line they've seen, and we'll see since Science Hill. Rayshon Anderson will open up in the shotgun. Ball in the far right hash. He's going to throw out a screen pass in the near left side. He's able to find Cam Bosick to the 30, and he's up the near sideline across the 35 and shoved out of bounds at the 37-yard line for a gain of 14. A defender was there to try to knock it away. I believe it was Barr.
It was.
But Bosick was able to grab it and turn up the field for a gain of 14 on play number 1 and a Pepsi first down for the Bears.
Yep, and then pushing him out of bounds there, Gage King, the junior defensive back.
Coming off the passing game there for Travis Turner and the Bears, as they have certainly shown more of that this season than they have in years past. It's going really probably back to around the James Mitchell era, even the early part of that era, really, though. Bostic's going to be the lone receiver to the far right side of the field. That's the long side. Near left, short side, Paul Huff. Anderson the shotgun. Keith Chandler stands to his right, but a flag will come in, and what a toss from the white hat. Back there behind the play, Chris Davis, as this will be false start on the Bears. As he tossed that one in there with the lefty arm. And back up the Bears 5 yards, make it a 1st and 15, and back him up to the 32.
Yeah, he's been – that was a good throw by Davis.
I was impressed.
Yeah, I was shocked. I didn't know he could throw that much. He's been holding that circle bottle a lot lately, and I guess he's kind of got that muscle memory working.
We'll pass that along to him after the game.
There he will.
First and 15, ball in the near left hash at the 32-yard line. Anderson will be in the shotgun. Chandler will stand to his right. There'll be now no receivers to the near left side as both receivers, Bostic and Huff, will be to the far right long side. Bostic in the slot. Anderson takes a waist-high snap on first and 15. Looks to his right. He's looking down the field for Huff, and he overthrows him by 10 yards out of bounds. He was deep of him by 5 and outside bounds of 5 yards as well, bringing up second and 15.
Yeah, he had that look of Paul Huff, like you said, Jacob, and just threw that one out of bounds, couldn't lead him to the ball there.
Paul Huff has 588 yards receiving this season. He's the leading receiver for the Bears and the leading receiver in this area. Him and Bostic combined for 945 receiving yards. This season alone, coming into the game, Rayshon Anderson only has 1,041 yards passing. They have almost all of it except for 96 yards coming into this game. Anderson in the shotgun on second and 15. Chandler stands to his right, fakes the handoff, keeps on the right edge, up to the 35, cuts to the 40, back to in the middle, throws across the 45, spins across the 50s. He's brought down at the Abingdon 48-yard line. That's a gain of 20. That's a Pepsi first down with 10:58 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's a scoreless game, but Union into Abingdon territory thanks to Rayshon Anderson's legs.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for Braden Self right there, he probably would have went to the bank for that and got a Food City touchdown. But
he cut to the far side, brought it back in, and then even cut it closer to the near side across midfield, and finally brought down by the Falconers. You brought up there in Braden Self, the senior outside linebacker. First and 10 at the Abingdon 48. Ball in the middle of the field, right on the edge of the midfield, A logo. Two receivers to the left, Bostic and Huff. Hand off the channel of the tailback, across the 45, down the middle left hash, spins across the 40, rolling over defenders, near the first down marker at the 38-yard line. We'll wait for the official spot, and John Campbell, the head linesman, says go ahead and move those chains. It's another Pepsi first down as Union's all the way down inside the Abingdon 40 thanks to a 10-yard run by Keith Chandler.
And did you see what he did right there, Jacob? Another Keith Chandler special. He lowered that head down and rolled right over King, the defensive back there for Abingdon.
And got an extra 3 yards thanks to it. Chandler stands to Anderson's right on first and 10 at the Abingdon 38. Ball in the near left hash. Two receivers to the far side, Bostic and Huff. Hand off Chandler again, down to the 35. Works his way down the hash, all the way down to the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 6. He'll bring up second and 4. 9:55 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless, but the Bears are driving.
Yeah, Ron Lee said his name last week. I think he had an interception or something.
He did.
Yep, Ron Lee did, number 40.
I think he had a big sack in that game. He had the interception against Central back on September 29th, and somebody figured out the lights. Thank you, Travis Gray, the AD.
There be light.
Second and 4. We have now lights in the press box. We're honored, and we're pleased. Anderson on second and 4 fakes a hand off to Chandler. Anderson keeps it across the 30, down the far right side, across the 25, and down to the 24-yard line. That's more than enough for another Pepsi first down for the Bears. It's a gain of 8. They needed 6. First and 10 Union on a Pepsi first down, a second time this drive done so by Rayshon Anderson and his legs.
Good pacing on this drive so far. But what I thought was even interesting, you going through that, the guard in the the guard and tackle right there. Usually he's going to kick it out wide, but Rayshon showing no fear right there against a bigger offensive line, kind of like what Turner alluded to in his conversation.
And they're
with
bunched
you.
Up with two tight ends in this formation as well. We'll get them to you in just a moment. It's the first and 10 run to Chandler at the 24-yard line. He's brought down at the line of scrimmage as he's brought down there for no gain. He'll bring up second and 10. Number 44, Josh Garant, the sophomore tight end of the game. On the near left side, on the far right side, it's Carlos Anderson. Yes, there is a third one. It's the younger brother of Rayshon, and Keyshawn is the right tight end for the Bears prior to the second and 10 at the 24-yard line.
And that was number 5 Self again on that stop of minimal gain is right there. And you go from Jenkins now to Anderson's as your Union.
And they've now got Braxton Bunch in as the left tight end, the wide receiver, the sophomore. It's a pass on second and 10 to Huff in the end zone, and Huff can't track it down as it takes him out of bounds just inside the front left pylon of the near side of the end zone. It falls incomplete. It will now be third and 10 for Union at the Abingdon 24-yard line, 8:26 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. Bears trying to be the first ones on the board.
I don't mind that play on a second down here, especially when you're in no man's territory. So it's going to be four down territory either way.
Certainly.
I wouldn't do that on third down unless you have a guarantee out right there.
We'll see. It's 3rd and 10 at the 24. Anderson the shotgun. Chandler stands to his right. It's a low snap. He's able to grab it around his knees. He steps up in a pocket. Rolls to his right. He's outside the numbers. Dumps it off to his tight end, Carlos Anderson. Was he able to grab it in bounds? No, says Cecil Coleman. The line judge on the far side said he did not have possession in bounds. It falls incomplete. It'll be 4th and 10. And Anderson, after completing his first pass for 14 yards that was nearly intercepted, has now missed on his last three. He's 1 for 4 as we look at the funk drilling stats prior to this. 4th and 10 for Union at the Abingdon 24-yard line. 8:20 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Anderson just running in at the play call here on this 4th down. As the play clock breaks the huddle here for the Bears at 10. He's in a shotgun. Chandler stands to his right. Two receivers on the near side. Bostic and Huff. Play clock down to 3. Chandler spreads out to the far right side of the receivers. Travis Turner signals for timeout on the far side. And that's the first of the game for the Bears. 8:20 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's Union and Abingdon still scoreless. The Bears have a big 4th and 10 inside the Falcon 25 when we return. Right here on 93.5 WAXL.
Food. It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Love you every day, Food City.
For Union. They got ball first to open up this game, and now have drove down the field inside Abingdon's 25-yard line. 8:20 to play in this Pizza King first quarter. It still scores from Union and Abingdon, but now the Bears have a 4th and 10 at the Falcon 24-yard line. Ball will be just inside the far right hash as they work right to left in your radio dial. They'll have two tight ends. Anderson to the left side, that's Carlos. Braxton Bunch to the far right side. They're actually going to put a second tight end with him, that's Garant. Two receivers to the near side, Bostic and Huff. Chandler, the tailback, spreads out as a receiver to the far right side. Anderson takes a shotgun snap. He's got a wide open tight end. Braxton Bunch to 5. He has to go back to grab it, but he's able to do so on his left hip. Bring it down inside the 5-yard line. He's brought down at the 4 for a gain of 20. The far right tight end was all by himself on that one there for the Bears. On a Pepsi first down, it's 1st and goal for Union.
I tell you one thing, Alex Hawkins, he had a strong eye for that. He was running, coming hot right through the A-gap right there, Jacob, and just half a second too late. I was like, I was watching the Commanders game right there because he might be Chase Young in that situation.
1st and goal for Union at the Abingdon 4. They're now in the T formation. Lowry, Chandler, Anderson, left to right in your backfield. Lowry goes in motion left to right. It's a handoff to Chandler. Trying to go off the right edge, not able to do so, not able to get much of anything, if anything at all. And they'll call it down for no gain, no loss at the 4-yard line. It'll be 2nd and goal. The clock's down to 7:40 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. We're scoreless, but the Bears have a 2nd and goal at the Abingdon 4.
Okay, that's Luke Honaker right there on the stop number 3. Also is the quarterback on the offensive side of the ball.
After getting 16 yards on the first two carries of the game for Keith Chandler, it has been 0 yards on his last two. Now, Anderson going off to the far side of the field on a screen route out that way over to Anderson. It was Keyshawn, not able to find him, though. And it was not able to get much yards, I should say, as he's down to the – we're going to mark him down about the 2-yard line. Yeah, they're going to mark him down to 3, actually. Let's call it one, gain of 1, make it 3rd and goal to 3 on the run there by Keyshawn for 1 yard.
They have self again on that stop.
13th play of the drive upcoming here for the Bears. 3rd and goal at the Abingdon 3. 6:40 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Union's already converted on 1 4th down on this drive. We'll see if they have to again. They're going to get out of the T formation and go trips to the near side. Bostic, Huff, Bunch, Orsby to the far right side. This could be false start on the Bears. At least 4 players on that offensive line, along with their tailback Chandler, jumped off sides there for Union. And they're going to have to be backed up 5 yards to the 8-yard line where we'll now be 3rd and goal at the 8.
It looks like that was number 60, the sophomore, Jacob Horton. He's playing that right tackle spot, and he jumped before everybody else did, kind of got the lead in on it.
So 3rd and goal at the 8. Ball in the far right hash. We'll see if they stay in the same formation. I would expect they would, or at least something similar to it with the 4 wide receivers. It was trips to the last side last time. It will now be trips to the far right short side. That's going to be Bostic, Bunch, Orsby, inside out. Hop the lone receiver to the near side, long side. Fakes the hand off the Chandler. Anderson's going to keep a traffic off the right edge. Works his way inside the five. Trying to find his way forward down inside near the goal line. Not able to get much once he gets across the five-yard line, though. They're going to mark him down at the four-yard line for a gain of four. It'll be fourth and goal at the four.
That's a good play on fourth and goal, too, if you're looking at that. But good job by Lucas Riquette right there. First stop, number 54, getting that aggression right there.
5:40 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. Union and Abington still scoreless. The Bears have had the ball the entire first quarter so far, over half of it. They now have a fourth and goal at the four-yard line of Abington. They're 1-for-1 on fourth downs in this drive. Same formation as the last play. Trips to the far side, single receiver to the left. Anderson looks to his right on the shotgun snap. He rolls to his right. He's outside the numbers, and he's going to be brought down, and oh, he throws it away out of bounds. Will they call it a lateral? They will. They'll say it was not a forward pass. It's a lateral out of bounds, a fumble by Anderson, and it'll give Abbott the ball at their own 13-yard line. Let's call that last play a loss of 9 for the Bears. Abbott's defense stands tall near their own goal line. Union has a long drive, but it comes up empty.
Bailey Blevins and Lucas Jurquette on that stop right there, Jacob. I would even say, would you consider that a sack, too? In the lateral?
You could. He was certainly outside. It was nearly intentional grounding, but I said the ball went forward, so you couldn't call that anyways. But,
right.
My goodness, a 14-play drive that's left at now 5:22 on the first quarter clock for Abbott, starting at their own 13-yard line. Honecker hands it off on the first play here at first down. He stopped behind the line of scrimmage, as that was Owen Barr. No surprise on the first carry of the game, coming off his big performance. We had over 200 all-purpose yards against Ridgeview a week ago, bringing up second 11 now at the 12.
And I think in this game too, Jacob, your points are going to be at a premium here because you got two good defensive teams, and I think it's going to be about who can get the bigger play offensively.
Honecker will get under center. And I talked to Garrett Amberger about this week. He's calling that three tight ends moving from the right side of the line to the left side of the line. Doss, Hawkins, and Woods. Honecker tries to hand it off to Barr. Couldn't connect with him. They'll now bring it to the near side, go up across the 15-yard line, and shoved out of bounds near the 20. That'll be enough for a Pepsi first down for the Bears, as the quarterback was looking to hand it off to Barr, at least acting like he was going to. We've seen that a couple of times. And he'll now bring it out to the near side as the Falcons are able to get up to the, let's see here, to the 25-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 13. Pepsi first down up for the Falcons with 4:25 to play here in the Pizza King first quarter, still scoreless.
Yeah, because they load that side with just three tight ends, and they kind of went in the opposite direction there.
Ball in the near right hash from 1st and 10 from the 25. Hand off to Barr at the near edge of the 30. 35, trying to cut it back inside. Huff will bring him down up near the 39-yard line. But that's following a gain of 14. Another Pepsi first down for the Falcons, I should say. I beg your pardon. As Barr is able to work his way up to the near side, to the 39-yard line, and Owen Barr gets his first big game of the game. It most likely will not be his last.
No, it won't. Just like that, they're opening those wide gaps for Union. They're going to have to settle down there. I hope they got the TV plugged up down there.
Last two plays for Abbott in the county for 27 yards. The TV is plugged up. I can see it from the far side. They're looking at it for the offense right now. Honecker on 1st and 10. Hand off to Barr for a second straight play. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. He's pushed back. They'll give him forward progress back there, though, at the 39-yard line. He'll bring up 2nd and 10. 3:45 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's still scoreless here between the Bears and the Falcons. 2nd and 10 for Abbott at their own 39.
Logan Moore, number 75, the defensive lineman on the initial stop for the Bears.
Abbott breaking their huddles around 15 on the play clock. We talked about that three tight end set there a moment ago. They're lined up right now on the left side. That's Aiden Woods, Alex Hawkins, and Isaac Doss. They don't move this time. Honecker was trying to hit it off the bar. He's going to be in miscommunication, almost collides with Hawkins. He'll be brought down by a couple of Bears behind the line of scrimmage back at the 37 for a loss of 2, but there is a flag down.
Holding.
And it looks like Chris Davis is saying holding on the Falcons. If they don't enforce it, it'd be a 3rd and 12. We'll see what the call is from Travis Turner. If they let the play stand, it'd be a 3rd and 12 for Abbott at their own 37-yard line.
They're going to move it back.
Holding on Abbott. And they will back up the 10-yard penalty and make it 2nd now and 20. back to the 29-yard line here for the Falcons. So second and 20 for Aberdeen at their own 29-yard line. Ball in the near right hash. Tyke Thompson now the tailback. It's going to go to Bartha, who's lined up as a right near right tight end, who was coming in the misdirection from the right side of the left. Got the slick handoff from Honaker, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage and brought down there at the 29. So now make it a third and 20, and everything ends up working out there for Travis Turner, trusting his defense.
Carlos Anderson coming in there along with Sam Wharton. A big third down here. I guess I can understand what Coach Turner was thinking there, because you're going to be in that kind of no man's land anyway. If they got a big chunk play, they're going to go for it on fourth down. This time you give yourself a reprieve and maybe possibly force a punt.
Now third and 20 for Aberdeen, 2:25 I should say, left here in the Pizza King first quarter. We're still scoreless. Honaker in the shotgun. Two receivers on the far side. That's Chef Barr and Brooks. It's going to be false start, though, and Aberdeen at the snap, back him up another 5 yards. What was third and 20 now becomes third and 20. Oh, are they going to say offsides on Union? No, false start on Aberdeen. Okay, I was seeing a signal there from Chris Davis, a punt that was pointing towards the Bears. I didn't see how that was going to be possible from what I saw out there. And he's sitting with Garrett Amberger, what he's seeing there on the offensive line. And he backs it up 5 yards to the 24-yard line, making it now a third and 25 for the Falcons at their own 24.
That's why they're the best right there. They'll give you a demonstration.
They need to get to their own 49 for a first down. Barr in the slot, Brooks the far receiver. Honecker's going to keep it on third and 25. He's hitting the backfield, trying to find his way forward across the third, across the 25, I should say, but he's not able to do so. He's only able to get there for a gain of one, and so it'll bring up a fourth and 24. Union gives up a couple of first downs, but their defense then stands up tall thanks to a couple of penalties helped from the Falcons.
Yeah, you got 55. That's Colton Brown on the stop there. They even pushed him back, too. Did he get back to there in the line?
Yeah, he got 1 yard.
1 yard. There you go.
Honaker will punt now. He's also the punter. The quarterback's the punter here for Aberdeen, standing at his own 10. Paul Huff, the return man for Union, stands just inside his own 40. It's a high snap. Honaker's able to jump up and grab it. He's got time. There was no pressure from the Bears. He punts it to the far side of the field. It'll bounce in the field of play at the 38 and trickle out of bounds on the bounce, as that is where Union will get it at their own 38-yard line. 1:24 to play in the Pizza King first quarter. It's still scoreless, but the Bears get the ball back now at their own 38. Defensive battle so far, although both teams are able to get some first downs, Corey, not able to take advantage of them. Union had a 14-play drive that took over 6 minutes and almost 6.5 minutes, 6 minutes and 29 seconds off the clock with 14 plays. Ended up empty, though, as they turned it over on downs inside the 10-yard line of the Falcons. Now they're back out there for their second drive of this Pizza King first quarter.
It's a heavyweight matchup. You got to feel your way through it, Jacob. This is what they both offenses did there.
Bunch the lone receiver to the far right side. Bostic and Huff to the near left. Lowry and Chandler are the running backs. Lowry gets the handoff up across the 40. He's being brought back and then tries to pop off a tackle from there. He's able to do so, but there is a flag down at the 42. He is brought down back around the 39 as he broke the first set of tackles. He'd gotten up to the 42, but thanks to breaking the tackles, he got backwards and ends up at the 39. Right now, there'd be a gain of one for Union, but the flag sits on the far right hash at the 42-yard line. We'll see what the flag is. Clock sits with 1:16 left here in the first.
He talked about the strength of number 70, Penley. My goodness, he was handling his block and also trying to take down Lowry as well.
Personal foul, face mask, tackle there on the Falcons.
Probably
and it'll
why.
Be a first down for Union.
That's probably why.
Yep.
But he was. I don't know what they're feeding them. Excuse me, that wasn't 70. That was 78. Fuller.
Landon Ford, the junior nose tackle, as the ball will now be moved into Aberdeen territory. First and 10 Union now at the Aberdeen 43-yard line. 1:05 to play here in the Pizza King first quarter. Anderson hands off to Lowry once again off the right side of the 40. 35 of the 30. A flag is thrown behind the play as Lowry's brought down from behind at the 21-yard line. That's a gain of 22. It would be a Pepsi first down, but a flag sits on the far right side of the field at the Aberdeen 39-yard line. And they're bringing it back.
Yeah,
what you would think would be in the area of holding on the Bears. We'll wait for the official call, and that is it. Holding on Union, and that will back up the Bears to the 49-yard line of the Falcons. It will still be first down, but now make it a first and 16.
And we'll see a lot of that tonight on both sides of the ball.
Mm-hmm. Ball in the far right hash. Clock goes inside a minute to play here in the first quarter. Chris Davis explaining himself to the far sideline of Union's coaching staff. Anderson the shotgun. Lowry stands to his left. Chandler to his right. To hand off to Lowry again. Lowry trying to work his way up the far right hash. He's only able to get a couple of yards, though. They will give him the 47. That's enough for a gain of two. We'll bring up second and 14.
Both the Falcons on that stop there.
Clock goes inside 30 seconds left here in the Pizza King first quarter. It's went by quick because it's scoreless between Union and Abingdon so far here tonight. We'll see if the Bears were able to get off another play. The play clock and the game clock, there's about a second difference. They don't have to run if they don't want to. We'll see if they will. They got two receivers on the near side, Bostic and Huff, bunch to the far side. Second and 14 at the Abingdon 47. They will hand off to Lowry again off the right side across the 45. Spins down to the 42-yard line. That's enough for a gain of five. It'll bring up a third and nine at the beginning of the Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. But after one, both teams' offenses have a little bit of life, but their defenses are the ones at the full pulse right now, as if scoreless after one in Washington County. Union 0, Abingdon 0. Second quarter coming up on 93.5 WAXM.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CD must be open in person.
After one, it's still scoreless here in Washington County. Union 0, Abingdon 0. Oh, I thought you were leaving, Stevie. I was shaking your hand. I've already shook your hand like twice. I thought you were leaving both times. I thought you were heading to Glade Spring. That's just the voice of the Cavaliers, Steve Curran, joining us here in the press box this evening here at Falcon Stadium, where it's Union 0, Abingdon 0, heading into the second quarter, where it'll be a third and nine for Union at the Abingdon 42-yard line to open up the quarter. Ball in the near right hash. As the Bears on the first drive of the game, Corey, went 14 plays. They started at their own 23, ended up all the way down at the 4-yard line of the Falcons.
Yeah.
But they were stopped by the Falcon defense. They're having a National Guard awarding here at the end of the first quarter. We're waiting for that to commence here at the moment. We may be here a little bit here prior to getting back to action here in just a moment, Corey. But both teams' defense is able to get stops when they needed to, but both teams' offense is still showing a little bit of life in the first quarter, although we're still scoreless.
Yeah, and kind of like we said earlier, Jacob, it's like a heavy weight boxing match, right? Sometimes you're not gonna put the kill shot in those first couple of minutes. That's why you play all those rounds. You're fighting all those rounds, right?
Yeah.
And that's what they were doing. They're kind of filling each other out. I mean, Union, they had their opportunities down there. The defense then, they got back on defense and tightened up. Right now, both defenses looking okay.
I thought you were about to turn into Al Pacino on any given Sunday. It's why you play.
Where's Willie Beeman at?
Yeah, I know.
Will we call Rayshon on Willie?
Yeah,
he's
no.
Got the legs. He's got the legs.
I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready to compare him to Jamie Foxx quite yet. Ball in the near right hash here for Union at the Abingdon 42-yard line. They need the 33 for a first down. Third and nine for the Bears to open up this Mountain Empire Community College Foundation second quarter. They now work left to right on your radio dial. Two receivers on the near side, Bostic and Bunch. Chandler the right tailback, Lowry the left tailback. Huff the lone receiver to the left side. Anderson looks to his left. He's got pressure from the left. He's going to try to step up in the pocket, but he's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line for a loss of three. It'll bring up a fourth and 12, and we'll see what Travis Turner decides to do with his offense here.
That was 52.
11?
Looks like Blake.
Oh, there is a flag.
No flag.
No flag.
They're getting trigger happy out here already.
As the clock ticks down inside 11:40, the player in this quarter, Rayshon Anderson, talking to the officials on the far side, along with head coach Travis Turner, trying to see what they want to do here prior to 4th and 12. Travis Turner still talking to the officials as well. He's talking to Cecil Coleman, who's the line judge there on the far side. As now they will bring out the punt team as they reset the play clock. So So Union will punt it away after driving down inside the 45-yard line of Abingdon. They will still end up empty. They've ended up in Falcon territory both times here tonight so far. Neither time able to come out with some points. Keith Chandler will have to punt it away from the Abingdon 45. They'll have Barr deep standing at his own 10 right here on the near left side of the field. Chandler gets a face mask on snap. Able to boot it away with the right foot. It goes to the far left side of the field. Bounces near the 20. It's going to spin to its right at the 21-yard line where it falls dead on a 24-yard punt by Keith Chandler. 10:44 to play in the second quarter. It still scores between Union and Abingdon, and the Falcons will now get ball back at their own 21 with still a scoreless game.
It's a fun one. Heavyweight. Jacobs, you're going to see right here with this offense coming out, having second time out there. What can they do? Can they get that drive going in the right direction and get that first score? They showed flexes of that, but the penalties kind of derailed them at the back end of that drive.
They'll start off with their own 21 ball in the far right hash, working right to left in your radio dial. Honaker under center. Hand off to Barr, the tailback. The 25 to the 30. Out across the 40. On the far side of the field, across midfield. 45-40. 35-30. Paul Huff tries to trip him up, but he's not able to do so to the 10. 5. Touchdown. 79 yards on the Fook City touchdown for Owen Barr, who does it again for the Falcons. That's only his 13th touchdown of the season.
Only Owen Barr.
A little sarcasm said, there.
What do you say? And speaking of the devil, coming up in here, Steve Kern, and then you talk about raising the bar right there. Owen Barr goes 79 yards to the house.
79 yards there for Owen Barr. Abingdon leads up 6-0 now, 10:33 to play here in this MECC Foundation second quarter. Tobias Reed is 26 for 26 this year on extra points for the senior. Snap, hold, kick. This one is good as well. Make it 27 for 27, and the Falcons are on the board first in Washington County. It's Abingdon 7, Union nothing, 10:33 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXL.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Didn't mean much on that drive there for the Falcons. One play, 79 yards, 11 seconds for Owen Barr. As Abingdon now has the lead 7-0 over Union, 10:33 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Tobias Reed will have the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Deep for the Bears will be Camden Phillips and Paul Huff. Huff to the near right, Phillips to the far left. Reed boots is one to the far left side. Phillips will grab it again at the 8. Up the far left side of the hash to the 15, to the 20. 25 out across the 25 and brought down at the Union 28-yard line, following around a 20-yard return. And that is where the Bears will get started for their third drive of this first half at their own 28 with 10:27 to play in the MECC Foundation's second quarter. They've moved the ball kind of well, Corey, but whether it be penalties or just a couple of bad plays, they've been knocked out of scoring opportunities. They went all the way down to the 4-yard line on the first drive of the game. Second drive, they got inside the Abingdon 45, had to settle for a punt. Now Anderson will be in the shotgun on first and 10 on his own 28. Ball on the far left hash. Chandler stands to his right. Two receivers on the near side. That's Bunch and Orsby. Anderson tries to keep it himself off the far left side, but he's going to be hitting the backfield, breaks up a tackle, trying to cut it back up the field, but he's going to be brought down finally by a gang of Falcons at the 27. That's a loss of one. He'll bring up second and 11. Anderson ran about 15 yards, but on the stat sheet, it'll go down as minus one.
It looked like the first number I saw was 54, so Drouquette there on the stop. And I believe Honaker came in there with a stop, so tackle loss to the second one for Drouquette.
Anderson's last three carries was the fourth down carry on the first drive. They ended up being a lateral out of bounds for a loss of 9. A minus 3 carry on the last drive, and then there that minus 1. Second and 11 here from their own 27. Chandler stands to his right. Screen pass out to the left side. He's able to find Huff, but he's able to drop it. Ball's loose. It's rolling back behind the 20. The Falcons and the Bears are battling for it. Are they going to say it was a completed pass, or are they going to say maybe it was a lateral and it was a fumble either way?
Either way, I think it's going
to
be a
fumble. And Travis Turner signaling that it should be an incomplete pass because Huff, he's saying, never had possession of it, and it was a forward pass. We're waiting for a signal from the white hat on what the call was. The ball sitting back at the 18-yard line.
He said.
And they're going to say that.
He bobbled it.
That Huff had it. It was a catch, but a fumble. And Union recovers it back to the 18-yard line. That's a loss of 9. Let's call it now 3rd and 20.
Ooh. And
that will have people interested.
Yep. It will be.
And Union's going to call a timeout. It's just Travis Turner's not pleased with his team right now. Clock's still running for a moment.
I'm watching the timeline, as some folks would say.
As it's 8:35 at the moment where the clock is sitting at. As we'll see if they fix the clock here in just a moment. I think Chris Davis is going to signal something up to the press box. The signal, I think it may be 45 or 44 where they want it out there. 8:55 is where they're going to put it at, it looks like, at the moment. 8:55 up here in the second quarter. It's Abden 7, Union nothing. Corey, the Bears look out of sync right now.
They do. It's kind of like in those early sessions of against Ridgey, right, until they got into the second half and made those adjustments. But right now, it was they had that momentum, and it's been taken away from them by Abingdon.
And Travis Turner still pleading his case with Cecil Coleman, the headline judge over on the far side, who made the call that it was a completed pass. Rayshon Anderson on the 3rd and 20 out of the timeout. Union only has one left. He drops the snap. He's able to pick it up, though. He's going to roll to his left. He's looking for receivers. Toss it. Looking for Huff at the 40. He's got him.
Wow.
Huff's able to go up and grab it at the 43-yard line. He's out of bounds up to the 44. That's a gain of 26. That's a Pepsi first down when everything looked lost there for the Bears. A loss of 9. A drop snap. The sophomore receiver and do everything. Switchblade knife that is Paul Huff goes up and grabs just a heave from Rayshon Anderson for a Pepsi first down to the 44.
I'm going to tell you something. Paul Huff might have a career in insurance one day because when you need him, he's there.
He was there right there after fumbling the play, according to the officials a moment ago. He goes up and grabs that one for 26 yards. 1st and 10, Union at their own 44. Ball on the far left hash. Hand off to Chandler across the 45. Works his way up across the 50 and down to the Abingdon 48-yard line. That's a gain of 8. He'll bring up 2nd and 2. 8:35 to play in this MECC Foundation second quarter. It's Abingdon 7, Union nothing, but the Bears are once again in Falcon territory for a 3rd drive of the night. That's all of their drives.
It's still trailing after having a ball down inside the Abingdon 5.
2nd and 2, ball on the far left hash here for Anderson. Looks to Chandler again, up the gut, trying to work his way down towards the 45. He's able to get there to the 44. That's a gain of 4. It's another Pepsi first down for the Bears. 1st and 10 to the Abingdon 44-yard line, up that far left hash, or down that far left hash, I should say, as they're into Falcon territory. Clock stops momentarily with 8:09 left here in the first half. Union trails by 7, but they're driving.
You know, one thing about Coach Turner is he'll add some wrinkles to his play and everything, but he'll always go back to what works for him, and that's running the football right here, and it's showing that it's working right now.
Ball on the far left hash. Anderson the shotgun. Split receivers to both sides, 2 each. Anderson keeps himself there to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20 at the middle, throw to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Rayshon Anderson does it himself. 44 yards to the house on the Food City touchdown. Union got motivated after they felt a call went against them, and all they did was go 4 plays after that and 82 yards to the end zone for a touchdown. And now they're an extra point away from tying up this game if they elect to kick it, as their quarterback, Rayshon Anderson, goes 44 yards to the house for a Food City touchdown with his legs with 7:43 left in the first half.
I don't know, Jacob. It looked like you may have almost gotten away with a hold there on the left tackle, but no harm, no foul there.
44-yard touchdown run there for Anderson. They will kick it with Cameron Bishop. The snap, the hold by Bunch, and he drops it. Bunch going to try to pick up to the far left side. It's wide open to that edge.
Wow.
To the front left, Paul Lundy's in. It was another near disaster for Union. The holder, Braxton Bunch, their sophomore receiver, drops the snap. He's able to pick it up, though, and he looks up and sees only green grass to the end zone and able to get the two-point conversion to put Union ahead. Union 8, Abingdon 7. 7:43 to play in the MECC Foundation second quarter. The craziness will continue as we continue right here on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com, because there's nothing like Freedom.
Union goes 6 plays, 72 yards, and to the house for a touchdown on that last drive, thanks to a Rayshon Anderson 44-yard touchdown run. The drive took 2 minutes and 44 seconds off the clock. They then get the two-point conversion good after a drop snap on the extra point. Their holder, Braxton Bunch, runs it in for the two-point conversion. Union now leads it 8-7 over Abingdon. 7:43 to play in the first half.
You talk about living life right, Jacob. My goodness. It kind of reminded me of a NFC playoff game I saw about 17 years ago.
Been a long time in Seattle, huh?
Romo.
Keyshawn Anderson will kick it off here on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff for Union, the first of the night. It bounces inside the 20, rolls dead there at the 18, where it'll be picked up there by Luke Honecker to the 25 to the 30, out across the 35, out across the 40, up the middle of the field to the 41-yard line. For about a 20-plus yard return there for the quarterback for the Falcons up to his own 41-yard line. 7:37 to play in the first quarter. That's where they will start this drive at for the Falcons, their best field position of the night. That was your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, where real people answer their phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
And, I mean, you know, we like nursery rhymes, right? The hair of his chinny chin chin, Preston McCray drags him down, or Dr. Luke Honecker was making a house call.
You better learn those nursery rhymes here pretty soon, my friend. Honecker on first and 10, hands off the bar. He's hitting the backfield and brought down back around the 40. That's where they'll mark him down at for a loss of one. He'll bring up a second and 11 as Barr, after having the 79-yard touchdown run on his last carry, is stopped at the line of scrimmage and pushed back by the Bears this time.
That was Logan Moore again on the disruption. Had one in that first drive, and he just kind of moved him on the inside. He was in the inside right there, and that's where they're going to have to attack, is in between that center and guard.
Tyke Thompson will now move into tailback. Barr gets a break as the three tight ends of Doss, Woods, and Hawkins move left to right. Brooks, the lone receiver, the far right side. Thompson gets the handoff. He tries to work off the right edge, but he's brought down at the line of scrimmage at the 40, and it'll bring up a third and 11 after a gain of nothing and a loss of nothing.
Looks like that might have been Isaac Heath, number 50, getting him by the shoes. And that's one thing about Tyke Thompson, as we did get a correction, he's hard to tackle, man. He's so compact and low to the ground, and they have some struggles there. And speaking of Abingdon, we've got a Hall of Famer here to my left.
6:25 left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. Union leads by one. Honecker in a shotgun. Keeps it himself, trying to hit the left edge. He's hitting the backfield and brought down for a loss of two. Chandler, Keith, they're both there. They bring him down for a loss of two, and they'll bring him by 4th and 13. Union's defense gets their first three and out of the night.
And you talk about that again, Keith Chandler, Isaac Keith, battling down there, and this is the best defensive drive for Union here, getting ready to get the ball back after scoring on that last offensive possession.
Without a doubt, Honecker will punch. He stands inside his own 25 after the nice return he had a moment ago. Huff stands around his own 30. It's a punt by Honecker. Huff moves to his right. He's going to let it bounce. It's going to roll by him inside the 20. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 17-yard line. That is where it will be spotted at. That is where Union will begin this drive at their own 17. 5:37 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. They lead by 1, 8-7 over Abingdon. That drive, 3 plays, minus 1 yard, exactly 2 minutes off the clock. Bears, for the first time tonight, have the ball with the lead. Ball be on that near right hash. Anderson made plays of his arm and his legs on the last drive. We'll see if the senior QB can do it again. He'll have a split four-receiver lineup here. 2 receivers to each side on the short right side. It's Bunch and Orsby. Huff and Boston to the far side. Chandler, the left tailback. Anderson, the shotgun. He's going to keep himself off the left edge. Out to the 20, to the 25. Cutting it up the far left hash across the 30 and brought down at the 33-yard line following a gain of 16. And a Pepsi first down on the first play of this drive for Union.
I believe it was Sheffield, number 7. That was Caden Sheffield on the stop, number 7.
The junior defensive back, I beg your pardon, there for the Falcons. Anderson now being a shotgun here on 1st and 10. Clock down to 5:20 to play here in the first half. The Bears lead by 1. Chandler stands to his left. Anderson will keep it again on the shotgun. Snap across the 35. Works his way up near the 40, and that is where they'll mark him down at. Following a gain of 7, he'll bring up 2nd and 3.
So they went a little thin on that first play, Jacob. They kind of spread out the defenders, and they tighten it up here on that second on the second play here. Got to squeeze. Sometimes got to squeeze that orange.
Got to do it sometimes. That's 9 carries tonight for Anderson so far in the first half as we look at the Funk drilling stats. Anderson remains in the shotgun. 2nd and 3, ball on the far left hash. Bostic and Huff, the receivers to the left side. Bunch and Orsby to the near right long side. Hand off to Chandler on 2nd and 3. Up the gut across the 45 to the 50. He's got a lot of green grass. Down to the Abingdon 40. 35-30. He's not seeing the defender coming from his near right side, but he's going to be brought down. He hangs on to the football as he works his way down all the way to the Abingdon 14-yard line, following a nice gain once again by the Bears. They have an injured Falcon, though, sitting there inside the 15. Right now, that was a gain of 46 for Chandler and the Bears. We have the injured Falcon laying down at his own 13-yard line. Clock sits there with 4:32 to play in the first half. It's Union 8, Abingdon 7. We'll take a break for the injury timeout with the Bears leading by 1 and working their way inside the Abingdon red zone. That's the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone following the Pepsi first down. Union 8, Abingdon 7, 4:32 left here in the MECC Foundation second quarter on 93.5 WAXL.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
Falcon, that was the senior cornerback Ethan Stanley, is being helped up by trainers and coaching staff there for the Falcons to the near sideline as they're going to mark Chandler down at the Abingdon 15-yard line now. Let's call that last run a gain of 45. As we look at the Funk drilling first half stats, Chandler now has 7 carries for 73 yards. It'll be a 1st and 10 for Union at the Abingdon 15. We get back to action. 4:32 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter.
Hopefully he's okay. You know, he took that. I mean, Keith Chandler, that boy. He wasn't created. He was built. That is a powerful young man.
Showing off some speed and dexterity.
Yeah.
Anderson will be in a shotgun here. Keith Chandler will stand to his left. It's going to be Bostic and Huff, the 2 far left receivers. To the near right side, Bunch and Orsby inside out. Anderson will keep it on 1st and 10. Up across the 15, trying to work his way down towards the 14-yard line. That's only for a gain of 1. He'll bring up 2nd and 9.
Getting a little level of revenge right there, and I think once again, Drew Kett down there. Six tackles so far, Jacob. Two of them for a loss, and then they that one sack he had as well.
As we look at the funk drilling stats for Rayshon Anderson, 10 carries, 87 yards, and a touchdown so far for the senior quarterback for Union. Clock goes inside 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Second and nine for Union at the Abbott of 14. They've not had great success in the red zone so far tonight. They're 0-for-1 with a turnover on downs. Anderson, the shotgun, ball in the far left hash. He looks to pass to his left. He's going now across the middle looking for Huff, and it's off his chest as he goes sliding down to grab it. It goes off his chest pad, falls incomplete, right across the script, Union across his chest, and it's now a third and nine for Union.
Just a tad late there was Anderson, Jacob. What are they? I mean, is there a route that Paul Huff doesn't know how to run, though?
Not yet. We haven't seen it yet for the young sophomore. Just a sophomore. Chandler, just a sophomore. Bostic,
just a
sophomore. Bunch, just a sophomore.
Sophomore.
It continues. Travis Turner motioning to something there for the Abingdon defense.
Oh,
Anderson to the shotgun on third and nine. Hand off to Chandler. The ball's on the ground, and Abbott recovers at the 16-yard line. Anderson and Chandler run into each other.
And flag.
There is a flag down, and another one comes down.
Yeah.
There's one sitting down near the far sideline at the 12-yard line. I'm looking for the other flag, Corey. Where's the other
flag?
The first one out.
I thought I saw one come out. Yeah, by the sideline down here.
Yeah, it's the one of Cecil coming through after the play. Waiting for the call from the white hat, Chris Davis. It was a fumble there on the handoff from Anderson to Chandler. And Abden's able to recover it at the 16.
Sideline warning.
And so that's what I sort of figured there on Union. Not pleased with that final play.
You know, just like if you don't pay your bill on your car. Sometimes in football games, you'll see flags from C.J. From Cecil Coleman there. So,
yeah, put that boot on there sometimes,
there
buddy. Abingdon gets it at their own 16. 3:20 to play here in the MECC Foundation second quarter. They trail Union by one. Honecker, handoff to Barr. Barr absolutely clocked as he gets to the 18-yard line. They'll give him the 19 for a gain of three. He'll bring up a second and seven. The junior running back, Owen Barr, working for everything he can get right now. So make it now a second and seven as the clock goes inside 3 minutes to play in the first half. Remember, it's a contractual obligation, Corey. Abbott
yes.
gets the ball first over for the second
yes,
half.
Sir. They can double dip here.
Could be if they can get something rolling. Tyke Thompson moves the tailback. Barr exits the game for the moment. Brooks, the lone receiver to the far side. They're going to bring two of their tight ends to the near left side. That's Dawson Hawkins. Wood stays to the right. Hand off to Thompson on second and seven across the 20, but he's tripped up. He's tripped up by Braden Mosher at the 20. He falls forward to the 23-yard line. That's enough for a gain of four, but it'll bring up a third and three.
Third and a tray, and they're going to send in. They're going to get a little physical. Let's get physical, says the Falcons. As they're getting ready to send in Sage Blevins, they get you a little extra beef right there on third down.
Shouldn't you have to bring in somebody with three names if you're going to get physical right in honor of Olivia Newton-John? Third and three, ball inside the far right hash at the 23-yard line.
Got a point. You got a point there.
Thank you.
You got a point.
Honecker under center. Dawson Hawkins moves to the far right side. Barr the tailback. He gets the handoff, no surprise, off the left edge. The 25 to the 30. 35. Down the side on the 40. Tries to cut it inside. Trying to break through a ankle tackle, Paul Huff. He's not able to do so, but he'll fall forward to the 48-yard line. Or we're going to call it the 49. Let's wait for the official spot. It will be the 48-yard line. That is enough for a gain of 25 and a Pepsi first down for Abbott. And they trail by one. But they're driving, and there's 102 seconds left in the first half.
Hey, you asked for three names. I'll give you three tight ends.
They got the blocks there, didn't they?
Yes, sir. They flip and go in motion.
25-yard carry there for Barney. Slips on first down to the handoff from Honecker. He falls down maybe for a gain of one. We'll wait for the official spot. Garrett Amberg is going to burn one of his first timeouts here, though. Clock sits at 1:25 to play here in the first half. Hello, Chris McIntosh on the sideline. From News Channel 11 WJHL, I see you down there, C-Mac. We're going to mark him down at the 48. That's no gain. That's no loss. It's second and 10 for the Falcons. 1:25 left here in the first half. They trail by one, Corey. as they try to get going down the field. But right now, Barr's leg's doing it. But at some point, Luke Honecker has not attempted a pass. Not to put the ball in the air, right?
You know, they're going to have it. And we've seen it before. In the words of the great go-go artist Chuck Bell, somebody's going to start busting loose here in a moment. So
we'll see.
I mean, he already did it once, Jacob. So, and they're showing, they're setting it. This is one thing Abner's good at. They set the edge. And these guys, this is something Union hasn't seen, that they are getting stretched on the outside. Exactly, against Science Hill. We weren't there, though. So
Tanner was.
Yeah, Tanner was. He saw it. But
8 carries, 94 yards for Owen Barr tonight, and a touchdown as we look at the Funk Drilling first half stats. 1:25 to play here in the first half. Abingdon has two timeouts remaining. Union has one. It's Union 8, Abingdon 7. Ball in the middle of the field, right on the A logo there at midfield, as it's a 2nd and 10 for Abner at their own 48-yard line. This will be the 5th play of the drive for the Falcons.
The Warriors, baby.
Oh. Honecker under center. Barr will be the tailback. Brooks the lone receiver to the near left side. The two tight ends of Doss and Hawkins move from the left to the right side. Wood stays to the left. Barr gets the handoff up to the 50, spins forward and falls down to the Union 49-yard line for a gain of 3. And will Garrett Amberger want another timeout? Not yet. Not yet. He's going to take a gain of 3 and bring up 3rd and 7. He's going to let the clock run down inside 1:10 to play right now here in the first half.
And that was Anderson, Carlos.
And now we got a flag. Brad Christian, the umpire, just threw in a late flag at midfield. They break the huddle of 12 men. Yes. Legal procedure, legal substitution there on Abbott, and they had 12 men in the huddle as that will back them up 5 yards, and what was going to be a 3rd and 7 now becomes a 3rd and 12 from their own 46. Clock stops at 1:02 left here in the first half. For the moment, now it restarts.
And we see this as a common theme, kind of getting around that midfield stripe for Abbott, and they get these penalties and it kind of pushes them back in these long situations.
Takes the hand up to Tyke Thompson. Honecker rolls to his left. He's going to throw it. It's going to be intercepted by Keyshawn Anderson at midfield, up the near side across the 40, down inside the 35, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds and down at the 31-yard line of Abingdon with 41.8 seconds to play in the first half. Union left the ball at the Abingdon 31 and one timeout to work with.
What a play right there, and, you know, there's a reason why they don't really go to Honecker a lot in the past. He struggles in the past. And right there, had a bad read. He may have had lane to run, too, Jacob.
Could have on a 3rd and 12, but an INT for Keyshawn Anderson. Sets up Union now at the Abingdon 31-yard line with 41.8 seconds left here in the first half. Bears have one timeout. Ball in the near right hash. Abingdon on defense still has two to work with if they want to burn one on their defense if they don't see something they like. Huff and Boss will be the two receivers on the far left side. Bunch and Orsby the near right. Chandler the left tailback. Anderson takes the highest snap. He's going to bring it down and go across the 30, trying to spin to the near right side, and he will cut it to the near right side, but only down to the 28-yard line for a gain of 3, and Travis Turner will burn that final timeout with 32.9 seconds left in the half. It's a gain of 3. It'll bring up a 2nd and 7. For the Bears at the Abingdon 28-yard line.
My biggest question is right there, what is that doing for you if you're Union?
Ain't they were hoping maybe you could bust another one.
Right. I get that,
yep.
But maybe you have your time at premium. You only had one timeout right there. Maybe take a pass play here. You had that stat.
He's 4 for 8 so far tonight as Rayshon Anderson. He's got 46. 60, let's call it 51 yards passing as we take a look at the Funk Drilling first half stats.
Because you had that stack look right up there,
mm-hmm.
And maybe run the screen, you got the extra blocker that could have maybe gave you some space right there.
Remember, if Union's tackled in the field of play, they're out of timeouts. 32.9 seconds left here in the half. Abingdon gets the ball and opens up the second half. That's a contractual obligation. Ball in the near right hash. As we wait for the Bears to break the huddle from the far side. Orsby and Bunch will still be the two receivers to the near right short side. To the far left long side will be Huff and Bostic. Chandler will line up to the left of Anderson in the shotgun. Now he moves to the near right side of Anderson. Bostic in the slot to the left, Huff to the far left side. Anderson, waist high snap. He's going to look to pass to his left. He's got pressure from the blind side. He goes across the middle, finds Bostic inside the 15. He's got a first down, down to the 12-yard line. It's a gain of 16 yards.
Oh,
there's a flag sitting back at the 35 yards. Union's backing up. We'll wait for the call. It's going to be holding on Union. This one's going to be brought back. It was going to be a 16-yard gain for a Pepsi first down to Cam Bostic, but it's going to be brought back for an offensive holding call, and now Union will get backed up and make this a second and long to the 38-yard line. So let's call this now a second and 17?
Yeah.
Second and 17. I'm making sure they're marking 38. Yeah, second and 17.
Ron Lee coming off that edge, too, going up against Jacob Horton. And second penalty for Horton right there.
Clock sits now with exactly 26 seconds left in the half, but it now starts to run. It's down inside 20. Anderson, waist-high snap on second and 17. Looks to his left. He's looking deep, looking for Huff inside the 10. There's flags. It's going to fall incomplete. Multiple flags come in. It looks to be pass interference on Abbott as the clock stops with 13.1 seconds left in the half. That was just throw it up there and see if Paul Huff can make a play, but maybe more than anything, see if he can get a penalty.
And
they
what
do.
Happened, yeah, that will be.
Pass interference on Abbott is going to be the call, and it will be a first down for Union. It's only a 15-yard penalty. Now, you may be going, hey, wait a second, it was a second and 17. But, yes, but the flag still calls for a first down.
He's still getting an opportunity here. Maybe
right?
Chuck one back.
No, second down. I beg your pardon. Second down. Second and two. It looked
not
like
automatic.
That. I thought Chris Davis was going to signal a first down a little bit from his fingers, but he signals a second down. I beg your pardon. 12.4 seconds left here in the half. Anderson looks to his left. Anderson goes across the middle, finds Bostic to the five, trying to find his way to the end zone. He's brought down inside the five. Clock will stop momentarily with 3 seconds left in the first half, 3.4. They're going to try to get up there and clock it. He's down to the 2-yard line. Anderson gets there, and now they haven't gotten, but they don't need the change. It's a first and goal. They just need the marker. He's finally there. They're saying to run the clock, and now Anderson spikes it. The first half clock says double zeros. We'll wait from the call from White Hat Chris Davis. And Chris Davis says, no, do not go to your locker rooms yet.
Yeah, give another play.
As both teams are looking to see what they're going to call here, the clock has stopped with 3.4 left in the half. It was a first and goal at the 2. They waited for the clock to finally start. It did. Anderson spiked it. It ran down to double zeros. We'll wait for the official time, what they're going to put on the clock. Chris Davis is telling Union to get back to their sideline, Abden to get there as well. There's also, is there a flag sitting there on the far side of the field? There is.
Yeah.
Cecil Coleman has thrown a flag from the far sideline. Maybe they weren't set.
I got a flag. Let's see here. There's a lot to sort out.
After the play.
Offside
on Abden. Wow. And they are in disbelief on the near sideline.
I would be too.
And so that will be a first and goal now for Union at the 1-yard line with no time on the clock. And wait a second, there's a timeout in Union.
They can't call it
down. Oh, 1 second. Yeah, I think he signaled the wrong direction.
Yeah.
He signaled. He meant to signal that for Abingdon. Yeah. That's all that is. That will be a signal on timeout there for Abingdon. They've got one timeout remaining. Let's make sure we got all this set here correctly. First and goal for Union at the Abingdon 1. No time left here in the first half. Abingdon has one timeout left. Union has zero. Union tried to spike it. They weren't able to get it out in time. But a flag on Abden for offside gives them another chance on a first and goal at the 1-yard line. That came after what was a 19-yard gain from Rayshon Anderson to Cam Bostic on the previous play.
Yeah, a comedy of errors right here. I think on a combination of the crew and I really think on the officiating crew here, Jacob, unfortunately, because it seems like it was just a little disorganized. What did your good friend from Jim Nance Academy say? A fracas.
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 I think he meant
some
sort of other word,
yeah.
But that's what it came out as. Had to be cavalier with it. Ball in the middle of the field at the 1-yard line for Union. No time left here in the first half. Union leads at 8-7 over Abingdon. Now they'll try to add a score here. Remember, Abden gets ball first to open up the second half. This will only be logistically the third play of this drive somehow.
Yeah.
Thanks to all the penalties.
I think there's been a recorded tackle on this drive.
Anderson will get in the shotgun. Two receivers to the far left side. Surprise them to the T formation maybe here a little bit. Huff and Bossett to the left. Bunch and Orsby to the near right. Chandler the tailback. Anderson will keep it on first and goal at the one. Trying to get to the goal line, and he does. He does. They're going to say a touchdown for Union on Rayshon Anderson's touchdown. They say just got barely across the goal line. Abden was trying to hold him up there at the line of scrimmage at the goal line, not able to do so. The senior quarterback falls across the line of scrimmage for the touchdown. It's now Union 14, Abden 7 with no time left here in the first half.
It's kind of funny. The guy from the far side who looked like they might have been blocked from it, I guess they saw some kind of penetration there, and that's a touchdown for Union.
And they're going to keep the offense on the field for a two-point conversion, it looks like, following the missed – well, it wasn't a missed extra point. They got the two-point conversion, but on the bad snap on the previous extra point that led to the two-point conversion run for the holder, Braxton Bunch. So, Anderson in the shotgun. Lowry will stand to his left. Chandler trying to rush off the field. And now, it'll be a delay of game, or will it be a legal substitution? It could be either one. It's going to be a delay of game. Because the play clock was down to zero. They also had 12 men on the field. Two running backs, Lowry and Chandler, were both out there. Chandler was trying to rush off in time, not able to do so. Either way, the play clock had already hit zero. Back up the Bears now to the 8-yard line on this 2-point conversion attempt. Remember, no time left here in the first half. It's Union 14, Abden 7. Anderson the shotgun. Now Chandler stands to his right. Lowry to his left. He's going to fake a hand off to Chandler. Toss it off the left side of Bostic. He's going to look to pass. Bostic will now run to the 5. There's flags down. He's going to run it inside the near right pylon into the end zone. The conversion is good for the moment, but a flag is down the near side at the line of scrimmage at the 8 and on the far side of the field at the 8. They're both laying there. We'll see what the calls are. The other flag sits around the 12-yard line on the far left side. False start on Union. False start on the Bears. And they'll back him up again, and we'll try again. So, make it now a 2-point conversion attempt from the 13-yard line, something you see every day in a football game.
And well, I mean, if you're in the NFL, that's where they kick the extra point from almost.
Yeah.
So, but, Jacob, there's been zero there's been no time on the clock for the last 10 minutes.
Yet we continue. Anderson in the shotgun. Chandler stands to his right. Lowry will now move out as the receivers will have trips to the near side. That's where Bostic, Bunch, and Lowry are. Huff, the lone receiver to the far left side. Anderson looks to his left. Anderson going to the back left pylon, looking for Huff.
Oh, you got him.
Knocked away. But now a flag comes in. A flag comes in on pass interference. Paul Huff was hit from the back, battling with the defenders in a back left portion of the end zone. Pass interference will be the call. And that should be either a 2-point conversion attempt at either the 2 or the 1.
Ooh, Lordy.
We'll wait for the call. So we're not done quite yet. Don't know if you know this or not. This is still the Madison Empire Community College Foundation second quarter.
With no time left on the clock.
Yeah, we should be in the air right now.
That tells me it's going to be a long night.
Yeah.
And a long drive.
No running clock.
Holding on the defense.
10 yards there, right?
5 yards. Or 5, I beg your pardon, 5 yards. So now make that 2-point conversion attempt back at the 8.
Jiminy crickets, man.
Is somebody keeping notes?
We're trying to.
Anderson in the shotgun. Chandler will stand to his left. Bostic and Huff to the left side. Keontae Orsby back in the game. Bunch in the slot to the near right. Waist high snap for Anderson. Looks to his right. He's looking for Bunch. He has him across the goal line and in. The 2-point conversion is good. There are no flags on the field. Union will go into the locker room leading by 9. Union 16, Abingdon 7. In what was a hectic final 41 seconds on the game clock, but about a hectic last 15 minutes in actual time.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll head into the locker room leading by 9. Union 16, Abingdon 7. The Falcons are not happy heading to their locker room. Union looks almost relieved that they finally get the touchdown on the board and they have the 9-point lead. We head in to the Family Drug Halftime Show with Union leading 16-7 on the road to Abingdon, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
We're your comfort customers. company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome. Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
Big Stone Economy Drug has moved, but don't worry. They're still located in beautiful downtown Big Stone Gap, just around the corner at 419 Shawnee Avenue East. Big Stone Economy Drug offers more than just prescription services. They also can help you navigate through open enrollment, get you up to date on vaccinations such as school vaccines and flu shots, give you tips on staying healthy, and so much more. Visit them online at BigStoneEconomyDrug.com or call them at 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, a local pharmacy and your partner in health.
Halftime here in Abingdon. We're at the half. It is Union 16, Abingdon 7. Welcome to the Family Drug Halftime Show, where the Bears have the 9-point lead, and we look at your Funk Drilling first half stats. For Union, their senior quarterback, Rayshon Anderson, 5 out of 9, 70 yards passing. In the rushing department, Anderson had 12 carries for 93 yards and 2 touchdowns. Keith Chandler, 8 carries, 73 yards and a fumble. Anderson also had a fumble there in the first half. William Lowry, 3 carries, 8 yards. Keyshawn Anderson, 1 for 1 yard. In the receiving department, Cam Bostic, 2 catches, 33 yards. Paul Huff, 2 catches, 17 yards. And Braxton Bunch, 1 catch for 20 yards. For Abingdon in the first half, their quarterback Luke Honeaker was 0 for 1 with an interception. That was by Keyshawn Anderson. In the rushing department, Owen Barr had 9 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown. Luke Honeaker, 3 carries, 12 yards. And Tyke Thompson, 2 carries for 4 yards. In total offense in the first half, Union had 245 yards of total offense. 70 yards passing, 175 on the ground. For Abingdon, they only had 113 yards of total offense in the first half. Your halftime score, Union 16, Abingdon 7. We need to thank our halftime, game sponsor, I should say, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Kirkland, and Holding Funeral Home. Again, at the half at Abingdon, it's Union 16, Abingdon 7. The Family Drug Halftime Show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Kirkland's, located on Main Street in downtown Big Stone Gap, invites you to come out Saturday, October 28th for their Halloween bash. Get ready for some wicked fun. Come dressed up for the Kirkland's Costume Contest with live music from 7 until 10 p.m. and music and dancing from 10 until 1. There will be food and drink specials as well. Also, check Kirkland's out on Facebook for specials and events. Spooky fun this Saturday at Kirkland's in downtown Big Stone Gap.
Holding Funeral Home is honored to have served the citizens of Big Stone Gap, Duffield, Appalachia, East Stone Gap, Lee County, Virginia, and surrounding communities with compassion and dignity since 1941. With attention to detail and the utmost respect to families, they provide the highest level of service and care. Holding Funeral Homes helps families and local communities say farewell to loved ones in the most dignified way. They're a third-generation family-owned funeral home ready to assist you at your time of need. Located in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, Holding Funeral Home.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Does today's news headlines have you concerned? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. It seems like big, scary headlines dominate the news these days. Things like big stock market crash ahead, war looming on the horizon, or major political shifts forthcoming all can make us nervous about the future. However, basing your personal financial decisions on these headlines can lead to an uncertain financial future for you and your family. So if you are concerned about these headlines or other things, give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer and separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo & Company.
Halftime here at Abingdon. We're at the half. It is Union 16, Abingdon 7. The Bears scored the last 16 points of the first half, and welcome in here to the Family Drink Halftime Show, where the Bears lead by 9. Let's take a look at the first half drive chart. The Bears got ball first, starting off their own 23-yard line. They went 14 plays, went all the way down to the Abingdon 4-yard line, but a turnover on downs that resulted on a fumble out of bounds by Anderson, the final play of the first half, of that drive, took 6:29 off the clock and gave Abingdon the ball at their own 13. They went 6 plays, 27 yards, had a punt. They took 3:58 off the clock. Union then got the ball back at their own 38 with 1:24 left in the first quarter. They ran out the clock there in the first quarter on a 4-play drive that only, though, took 5 seconds off. Only 5 yards amounted to that drive. I should say 2:40 off the clock there for the Bears on that drive. Heading into the second quarter, Abingdon got the ball with at their own 21-yard line with 10:44 left in the first half. And one play for Owen Barr was all he needed. He went 79 yards to the house. One play, 79 yards, 11 seconds off the clock. Abingdon then led it 7-0 at that point. Union then got the ball back to their own 28, 10:27 left in the first half. Union and Rayshon Anderson had a terrible first two plays of that drive. He lost a yard on the first play, and then on the second play, completed the pass for Paul Huff, who then fumbled it, and it was recovered by the Bears for a loss of 9. They had a 3rd and 20, and on that play, he was able to connect with Paul Huff for 26 yards in the first down, and 3 plays later, Rayshon Anderson scored a 44-yard touchdown run to cap off a 6-play, 72-yard drive. It took 2:44 off the clock, and it ended with an extra point that was a snap that Braxton Bunch couldn't hold. He dropped, he picked it up, and ran it in for the 2-point conversion. Union took the lead, 8-7. Abingdon get the ball back at their own 41-yard line, 7:37 left in the first half, and was the first 3-and-out of the night. 3 plays, minus 1 yard on that drive for the Falcons, and the drive took 2 minutes off the clock. Bears get the ball back at their own 17-yard line, 5:37 left in the half. 6-play drive took them all the way down inside the 15-yard line of the Falcons, but a fumble by Keith Chandler gave the ball back to Abingdon at their own 16-yard line with 3:20 left in the half. Then Abingdon went 6 plays, trying to drive down the field, trying to get back in the lead, heading into the locker room, knowing they'd get the ball first to open up the second half. But on the 6th play of the drive, Luke Honegger looked to pass, and he looked and found the wrong team and the wrong player. Keyshawn Anderson, the senior linebacker for Union, got the interception, returned it all the way down to the Abingdon 31-yard line with 41.8 seconds to play in the first half. The next drive was 3 plays, 23 yards, 41.8 seconds, and a touchdown for Union. That does not tell the whole story. Union had the ball for about 12 minutes of actual time, as there were plenty of penalties, plenty of conversations, trying to decide what should be on the clock. And then, once they finally scored the touchdown to go 14-7, there were 3 separate Union penalties on the 2-point conversion that backed them all the way up to the 13-yard line. Then a holding on defense by Abingdon led them up to the 8. They were able to connect from there for the 2-point conversion to go up 16-7 for the Bears with Rayshon Anderson finding Braxton Bunch for the two-point conversion that led Union the lead going into the locker room 16-7 over the Falcons. Union 16, Abingdon 7. That is your halftime score as the Family Drug Halftime Show will continue right after this on 93.5 WAXL.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MartinMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply.
Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
We are 16-7. Union Bears lead the Abingdon Falcons. We take you all around the region. We give you some scores here. As right now, it is an offensive onslaught in Gate City, as it's the Blue Devils 28, Y Central nothing. This is Chill Howie. They're at Patrick Henry. They're in the lead right now, 13-7. And then you go over there to Pennington Gap, and it is John Battle 15, Lee 7. At the half, it's Graham 21, Tassel 6. Holston Rural Retreat, they're knotted up at 14 apiece at halftime. Eastside all over the Auburn Eagles on their senior night. That was a long trip for Auburn. And we go over to Kentucky. It's Belfry 14, LCC 6. And George Whip 6, Grayson County nothing at the half. In the battle, in the Purple Storm battle, that's right, the Scarlet Hurricanes and the Blue Tornadoes, it's 28-14, Marion. And, Jacob, don't be surprised here, but on our sister station, WLSC, 46-0 in the third quarter. The Rocco Eagles all over there. At the half, it's Twin Springs 39, Tom Walker 21, Grundy 16, Talisa 6. Virginia High, you can pop on if you're at home listening. You can pop it on somewhere. It's 7-6 Virginia High. Hurley and Castlewood have no score and not strong enough signal. At halftime, it's Honaker 41, Northwood nothing. South Green 7, Hampton 6. In the game of the year in Tennessee right now, it's Greenville 13, Elizabeth and 10 in the second quarter. Fort Tifton 22. Shelby Valley 16, Granger 17-7 over Volunteer, Cherokee 6, Union County nothing, and the band is tied up with the Scientists. Yes, Science Hill and Dobbins Bennett tied up at 7. Northview and Sullivan East tied up at 14 in the second quarter. Happy Valley 16, West Green 6, and 28-7, Galax leads Fort Chiswell, Pikeville 15, Boyd County 8. Unicorn County 14 and Johnson County 8 there. And we have another score. Well, yesterday, Cloudland 40, Unica 30, And then Gatlinburg Pittman over Chucky Doak, 55-15. The black hole was not lit up yesterday. And then Tennessee High, 28-14 over Daniel Boone. North Green, 21-7 over Cosby. Sevier County severely beats David Crockett, 56-21. And Morristown East gets down by Westridge, 21-14. Bluefield, the Beavers, took their wood chippers, 47-13 over Giles. And that is all the scores we have, Jacob.
Here at the half, it's Union 16, Abingdon 7. We continue with the Family Drug Halftime Show right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
Love you every day, Food City.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
Halftime here on the Family Drug Halftime Show on 93.5 to WAXM, where it's Union 16, Abingdon 7. The halftime show continues here at Falcon Stadium on senior night for the Falcons in their final home game of 2023. Take a look at the total team stats there in the first half. We told you the total yards. For Union, they ran 33 plays in the first half for 245 yards. Took 14 minutes and 51 seconds off the clock. For Abingdon, 16 plays, 113 yards, 8:48 off the clock for the Falcons. Corey's second half will get going here in a few moments, but for both teams, they've got to find a way to get their offense some more rhythm, at least getting some going in on the other side of the field when they get into other teams' territory, because they've both been able to move the ball fairly well. But let's start off with Abingdon, who's led the team down by 9, and they'll get ball first up in the second half. What does Garrett Amberger's squad need to do here early in the third?
I think they've got to find more creative ways to get Owen Barr involved into the game. You know, in a couple of times he slipped on the turf or they've met him at the line of scrimmage there. So they've got to get to the point of attack. You got to show you got these big bodies on this line. And like Coach Amberger talked to you last night about, Coach Turner talked to you about, that's the biggest offensive line that they've been up against on both sides, offense and defense. So you gotta be the bully out there here in the county seat of Washington. And we'll see how they do that and how they can answer. You get the ball back, your eyes have to be on the end zone.
Have to be, I agree. And they got to get it going quickly here as the run game is what they've relied upon. Luke Honecker in the first half, one attempt, and they went 0-for-1 there in
he completed it, though.
First half with an interception.
Yeah, you can believe it.
Yeah. It wasn't incomplete.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't dropped. It's just it didn't hit the ground. Halftime show will continue as the band is off the field with the Fly Girls for Abbott, and we'll get onto the field here as we make sure everybody's able to touch the field here on their final home game of the season
and
here in 2023.
Have you been on the field yet?
No, but
we might be on there
post-game.
Post-game,
you never know.
Yeah, you never. So.
Yeah. Still plenty of the night's still young the way the second quarter went. Union leads 16-7 though here over Abbott, and the Bears on defense, Corey, their defense has held Bowen Barr pretty well. He's only got two carries of at least 10 yards. He has a 14-yard run and obviously the 79-yard touchdown run. But outside of that, they've held him to 14 yards on his other seven carries. So they've held Owen Barr up pretty well. He does have the one touchdown. Everything else for Abbott has been pretty dry. Union's defense continues to be fairly strong, as it has been throughout the season so far. This year for Travis Turner and the Bears, this year they're only giving up 7.8 points per game. They give up 7 in the first half. We'll see what they got there in the second half for Jay Edwards' defense. They're averaging 31.4 points per game on offense, while Abbott is giving up 19.9 and scoring 29.5. It's Union 16, Abingdon 7. Halftime will continue, and we'll get to second half action here hopefully shortly on 93.5 WAXM.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
Monster savings all month long at Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. Mytown offering spectacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more arriving daily at Mytown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from Mytown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out Mytown online at MytownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at Mytown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's Mytown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome! Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Defense! Defense!
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice cold Pepsi.
It's goal!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Second half action about to get underway as both teams are back out on the field on their sidelines. It's Union 16, Abingdon 7. We've been listening to the Family Drug Halftime Show. Your sponsors this evening for tonight's broadcast, Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, Mytown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Kirkland's, and Holding Funeral Home. The Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter is upcoming. Following the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff, to kick off the second half, will be Union kicking it away to Abingdon to open up this third quarter here in a few moments. It was a scoreless first quarter, Corey, but the second quarter had a total of 23 points, and it certainly took its time.
Well, you know, I didn't know. I know we play football. I know football sometimes has stoppage time.
But good Lord, at the end of that second quarter, it was like soccer. We had 10 minutes of stoppage
time. He is a big soccer fan.
Yeah.
And right now at the moment, Chris Davis, the white hat tonight, up over and talking with head coach of Union Bears, Travis Turner, on the far side of the field about a few things in the first half, I'm sure. Getting some explanations on some things that played out the way they did there in the second quarter, at least in the latter portion of that quarter, certainly there for both sides. We're getting ready for the ready to play here for both sides. Again, Abedin will get the ball first. Union will kick it away. Falcons will be going right to left in your radio dial, so the kick will go left to right. And Travis Turner still not pleased. He's now in the conversation with the line judge, Cecil Coleman, on the far side of the field. He had a whole 25-minute halftime to think about it, and he's still not happy about a few things he saw in the first half. Garrett Amberge, I'm sure the head coach for Abedin, is still in the same way. At the moment, he's just a tad bit more quiet about it. Keyshawn Anderson will kick it away here for the Bears in your Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. That's where real people answer the phones in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee. Deep for the Falcons will be Owen Barr and Luke Honecker. The line drive kick from Anderson bounces the 15, and Barr grabs at the 11. Up the middle of the field to the 20, 25, takes it to the far side of the 30, 35, down the far sideline, 40, 45, into Union territory to the 45, down the far sideline, 40. Works his way out of bounds around the Union 35-yard line. Owen Barr giving the Falcons some spark on a special team.
Well, that's what I said, right? You got to find a more creative way to get Owen Barr involved in that right there.
That would do.
Yeah, that'll do. But that was on Union's doing right there.
Not able to bring down the junior running back. He had 97 yards rushing in the first half. 79 of those on his touchdown run. Ball will be on the far right hash. They'll work right to left in your dial at the Union 35. Honecker will be under center. Barr will be the tailback. They'll have a receiver to each side. Sheffield to the near left long side. Far right short side is Brooks. Hand off to Barr. Barr across the 35. Down the far right hash. Spins down to the 31, maybe the 30-yard line. They'll give him the 30. That's a gain of 5, bringing up 2nd and 5.
That's what you got to do with Owen Barr. Now you're going to take him out here, and you get bring Tyke Thompson back in, number 46. So you kind of go with you go from the bowling pin to the bowling ball here.
Tyke will be the tailback. Two receivers now to the near side of Sheffield in the slot. Brooks to the near side. Two tight ends to the far side of the field. That will be Doss and Hawkins. Handoff. Thompson off the left edge, trying to work his way across the 30. And they'll mark him down right there at the line of scrimmage. No gain, no loss. 3rd and 5 for Abingdon. 11:05 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union leads at 16-7 over the Falcons. And a 3rd and 5 for Abingdon at the Union 30.
That was Keyshawn Anderson on the stop right there at the point of attack. And Jacob Owen Barr, here you go. He's kind of doing a little switcheroo here. You gave him a break. Now you've got Owen Barr back here in the backfield on the big 3rd and down.
That break of one play, 3rd and 5. Barr the tailback. Two receivers to the left side. That's where Brooks, excuse me, that's where Honecker's looking to Brooks and Sheffield, but there's a flag at the snap, and it will be on Abingdon. It's a false start, so make it now a 3rd and 10 back to the 35. Clock now sits with 10:35 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter.
There we are.
Honecker in the shotgun. Brooks to the far side of the field. Perkins and Brooks the receivers. Sheffield to the left side. Honecker, waist-high snap. He looks to his left. He's backing up near midfield. Now rolls to his right. Pressure from Anderson. Slings it to the far sideline, and it will be intercepted by Union. Intercepted there by the Bears. Bringing that one in was Cam Bostic. The sophomore defensive back able to go and grab that one as Bostic able to rein that one in there for the sophomore. His two secondary sophomore teammates, Bunch and Huff, combined for 9 this year. Boston gets in on the party at the 29-yard line.
David, can we have a come Jesus meeting here?
Sure.
3rd down.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you I know you're trying to make a play here, but sometimes you got to live to fight another day in these situations right there. And once again, a costly turnover by Honaker.
10-13 to play in this Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. First and 10 Union at their own 29. Handoff for the Bears on first down. Gets up across the 30. That was Chandler, who's able to work his way up to the 32 for a gain of 3, and he'll bring up 2nd and 7.
2 passes, 2 interceptions.
You'll have your attention, please. Lydia Landis,
ball on the far left hash. It's a 2nd and 7 for Union with Anderson in the shotgun. He'll have 2 receivers to the near side. Bostic in the slot. Huff to the near side. Anderson. On 2nd and 7. Has the snap go through his hands on the shotgun. He hits the ball on it back inside the 25-yard line at the 23 for a loss of 9. And it will now bring up a 3rd and 16. It was right there on his hands. And he maybe looked away and let it bounce. And will now bring up a 3rd and 16 for the Bears. The senior let that one get away from him. So 3rd and 16 for Union now from their own 23. They need the 39. 9 minutes to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union leads at 16-7 over Abingdon. Anderson the shotgun. Chandler stands to his right. Bunch and Orsby, the receivers, to the near side. Bostic and Huff to the far side. Play clock at 2. Anderson able to get the snap off in time. Chest high. Looks to his left. Going now deep across midfield. Looking for Huff.
Oh,
he got him at the
goodness.
40. Battling with the defensive back that was
wow.
Sully Perkins. He finds Paul Huff at the Abingdon 40-yard line for a gain of 37 and a Pepsi first down.
Sweet. Barbara Jean Anderson, Jacob. That was right. The best throw that we've seen by Anderson right there. And it just seems like the Bears are living life right. When they need a big play, they get it.
And they usually go to number 4. 1st and 10 for Union at the Abingdon 40. Huff, Bostic to the far side. Bunch, Orsby to the near side. Bunch in the slot. Bostic in the slot to the far side. Chandler the tailback. He gets the handoff. Off the left hash to the 35-30. Works his way down to the 25. Stiff arms to the front of the ground of the 20. Works his way down to the 15. Down a sideline, and he works his way out of bounds. As he looked up and it went too far to his left, he's out of bounds at the 14. That's falling a gain of 26. Another first down. It's a Pepsi first down for the Bears. And they're now inside the Wells Fargo financial advisor, Jason Sturgill, red zone.
Oh,
1st and 10 Union at the Abingdon 14. 8:16 to play in the third quarter, sponsored by Anthem Healthkeepers. And it's a 1st and 10 for the Bears, thanks to Keith Chandler.
Yeah, ooh, and a Pepsi first down, but 2 back-to-back Pepsi first downs given up by Sully Jenkins. And that time he got baptized in the infernal fires of Falcon Stadium here.
1st and 10 at the 14. Ball on the far left hash. Anderson in the shotgun. Chandler to his right. Anderson will keep it. Off the near right side. Trying to work his way to the 10. The flag's thrown behind him. He gets into the end zone, but it's going to be coming back. Right now it would be a 14-yard touchdown for Rayshon Anderson, but the flag sits back at the 15. And it will be holding on the Bears. So back it up to another first down for the Bears. They thought they had a 3rd rushing TD for Rayshon Anderson, but no, it'll be coming back thanks to the holding flag. It'll back it up to the 24-yard line and make it a 1st and 20.
Contractual obligation, maybe?
Yeah.
Their quota.
They got 3, so
it's almost there. Yeah. 1st and 20 for Anderson and Union. 2 receivers to the far side, Bostic and Huff. That's the far short side of the field. To the near side, Bunch and Orsby. Hand off to Chandler. Off the left side, he's able to break through a tackle down the sideline to the 20 and pushed out of bounds there by, looks to be, Lee at the 21-yard line for a gain of 3. It'll bring up a 2nd and 17.
And there's something, Dave.
Oh,
yep. Brad Christian heard something.
At the 20.
It's going to be on both of them.
Yeah, it's going to be offsetting penalties, and Garrett Amberg is trying to get one of his guys off the field. That is going to be Sage Blevins, the senior. After the play, unsportsmanlike on Union. After the play, unsportsmanlike on Abingdon is the call. And they will offset, and we will still have 2nd and 17 at the Abingdon 21-yard line.
You can always set your watch to it, Jacob.
I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Thank you. Second and 17.
Ball there on the far left hash. Clock sits at 7:32 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union still leads at 16-7. I'll keep saying it. I don't care. Anderson the shotgun. Waste time snap. Looking to his left. Bostic across the middle. Got him to the 5 to the end zone. 21-yard touchdown pass from Rayshon Anderson to Cam Bostic. And Union now leads it 22-7 thanks to the 21-yard Food City touchdown pass for the senior quarterback.
Yeah, that's a value pass every day for the Food City touchdown.
Will they kick it this time?
Yes,
they're going to leave the offense on the field, it looks like, maybe.
Well, if you keep on humming, why would you? Why?
Well, the extra point make it the full 16-point lead, so we'll see. They will keep the offense on the field here for a two-point conversion. They lead it 22-7. 7:22 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. They're in the tee. Lowry, Chandler, Keyshawn Anderson left to right in the backfield. Lowry comes in motion left to right. It's going to be a toss right out to Anderson. Lowry's the lead blocker, and Anderson into the end zone for the two-point conversion. And Union now leads it 24-7 over Abingdon. 7:22 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Union 24, Abingdon 7. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Funk Drilling is a fourth generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coal fields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coal field drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
.com. 22 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union went 6 plays, 71 yards, 2:51 off the clock, and it was a 21-yard touchdown pass from Rayshon Anderson to Cam Bostic. Bostic, the man who started the drive thanks to an interception on defense, caps it off with a receiving touchdown, and then the two-point conversion run by Keyshawn Anderson. Union leads it now by 17, Corey.
Yes, indeedy, Jacob. Another big play. Like you said, Mama, there goes that band, Paul Huff, making a big play to extend the drive. And then you had Keith Chandler in there baptizing people. And then we'll get Cam Bostic to finish it up.
Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff from Keyshawn Anderson is shortened to the left, and it rolls out of bounds around the 30. That means Abner will get it around the 35.
I wish I could have saw that a couple weeks ago.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Maybe on a Sunday?
No, on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That must have seen maybe that one that's not too far located from this location?
Yeah, but
maybe 10 miles or so?
Yeah, you know, there's a buzz in there.
Uh-huh. That will move the ball up. Or they're going to elect to re-kick?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, they're going to elect to re-kick here for Union. They're going to make him re-kick it here. Keyshawn Anderson at the 35-yard line. So I thought the Abner's was going to get the ball at their own 35. Okay. Now they'll re-kick it and see what happens here.
Yeah, I don't – not sure about this one.
Keyshawn Anderson will kick it away. And it's another line drive, shorter kick that bounces the 20. Barr will grab it at the 16, up the far right side of the 25 to the 30, 35, out to the 40. Barr about did it again, but he brings up this time to the 43-yard line for around a 27-yard return. 7:16 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. And Abden's offense is back out there. We'll see if they can do something with it this time.
And that's what you get, Jacob. What's important here, those extra 6 yards. That's important.
They are.
Yeah. 6 yards.
Does the extra 6 seconds off the clock matter?
No, okay. Not at this point. Nah, time's not at a premium.
Union 24, Abingdon 7. Ball on the far right hash as the Falcons work right to left in your radio dial. Tyke Thompson, the tailback. Lone receiver, the left side will be Sheffield. So the far right side will be Brooks. Honecker under center. It's a handoff. Thompson off the left side of the line to the 45 and pushes his way forward to the 47. That's a gain of 4. It'll bring up 2nd and 6.
That's a Keith on the stop there. Number 50, he's got 5 tackles today, one of them being a tackle for a loss.
2nd and 6 for Abden from their own 47-yard line. Ball on the far right hash. Thompson remains the tailback. 2 receivers now to the near side. Sheffield in the slot. Brooks the near receiver. Honecker will look to pass. He's 0 for 2 tonight, and he make it 0 for 3 as that was a short pass low of Sheffield. Bunch was running in there, seeing if he could get a third pick for the Union defense. Couldn't happen, but it falls incomplete, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 6.
And Luke Honecker was almost on the verge of a hat trick he didn't want to be on. Actually, well, that's 4. 4 interceptions of a golden sombrero.
We'll mark that one down. Remember that, folks.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
Perhaps
Honecker will be in the shotgun for the first time tonight on 3rd and 6. Thompson will stand to his left from his own 47, trailing by 17. Lower snap, he bobbled it for a moment. Now he grabs it and rolls to his left. He's got pressure from Mosier. He'll now run it to the 50. Inside the 45 of Union, barrels over Keyshawn Anderson down to the 43-yard line. Nice run there from Luke Honecker for a gain of 10 and a Pepsi first down for the Falcons into Union territory.
Something to get the energy, to get the juices flowing once again. Nice run there by Honecker. See, this is something he should have been doing on those other plays. Use your legs here.
6:45 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union still leads it 24-7, but 1st and 10. Abden at the Union 43. Honecker under center. Thompson remains the tailback, and he gets the handoff on 1st and 10. Off the right edge of the 40. Works his way down far outside the 46, the 36 hash. That's where he's brought down at for a gain of 7, and it'll bring up a 2nd and 3.
Paul Huff on the stop there.
That's 5 carries tonight now for Thompson. He's got 15 yards. We look at the Funk Drilling stats. 2nd and 4. Ball on the far right hash at the 36. Honecker under center. Thompson the tailback. Handoff. Thompson, left edge, 35. He's hit hard there by Keith and pushed back to the 34, a yard short of the first down, following the gain of 2, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 1.
Third and one here.
Caden Sheffield exits the game as a receiver. Sully Perkins comes in. 3rd and 1 for Abden with 5:35 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union remains ahead 24-7. Ball on the far right hash as Abden is a 3rd and 1 at the Bear 34. Brooks the receiver to the right. Perkins to the left. Thompson the tailback. It's a QB sneak with Honecker. He needs no push as he's able to work his way down to the 32 by himself for a gain of 2, and that's enough for a Pepsi first down for the Falcons.
It's just a simple push right there on the line. You know who I'm surprised we haven't called today, Jacob, on this line? Brent Lovell.
Not a ton of him.
Yeah.
He's been a star so far this year, 12.5 tackles for loss, 7 sacks. Some guy in the newspaper had his stats in there in the paper this week for the Times News named Tanner Cook. Hand off Thompson on 1st and 10. He works his way down to the 30-yard line for a gain of 2. Will bring up a 2nd and 8. Thompson continues getting the carries on this drive. Clock goes inside 5 minutes to play in the third, and here comes Owen Barr returning into the game.
There you go. This is kind of like a boxing, like I said, use that analogy. You kind of whittle away, and now here you can come back with that precision knife. Can you cut it up just a little bit sharper? I like my sandwiches cut in triangles, not half and half here.
Good to know. 2nd and 8 at the Union 30. They're trying to get the Bears to come off sides. They're not able to do so. Hand off the bar, off the right edge, working his way towards the 25. He's across the 25, near that first down marker at the 22-yard line. And they're going to mark him losing maybe a yard short down at the 23. We'll wait for the spot and the call here from Chris Davis.
Yep.
He says a yard short. It's a gain of 7, but it'll be a 3rd and 1.
Kind of interesting, the pace of this drive.
This will be the 9th play of this drive here for the Falcons. They're letting plenty of clock run. They're inside 4 minutes left in the third, trailing by 17. 3rd and 1 at the Union 23. Thompson back at tailback. Honecker on a QB sneak again. This time he does try to get a push from Thompson from behind, and he is able to work his way down to the 21-yard line for another gain of two and another Pepsi first down for the Falcons. First and 10, Abingdon at the Union 21. Hawkins returns into the game. Barr exits as a tight end. 3.5 to play here in the third. Abingdon trails by 17. Honecker under center. Thompson the tailback. Three tight ends to the right. Doss, Woods, and Hawkins. Hand off Thompson to that side. Inside the 20 and working his way down to the 18-yard line for a gain of three. He'll bring up a second and 7 as the Falcons are now inside the Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill red zone. 3:10 to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Union 24, Abingdon 7.
I'm just concerned about all this time that's running off the clock.
There's still now just under 15 minutes left in the entirety of the ball game. The clock goes inside 3 minutes left in the third. Second and 7. Fakes the handoff to Thompson. Honecker looks back to his left. He's got pressure. He rolls. He takes it up the gut. He's going to be brought down, though, back behind the 20 at the 22-yard line. That's a loss of 4, and we'll now bring up a 3rd and 11. And, oh, there's a flag after the play, though, and Abingdon believes it's on Union. Clock will stop with 2:37 left here in the third quarter. It would have been a 3rd and 11 for Abingdon at the Union 22-yard line, but a flag comes in. Actually, they're going to mark it back at the 23. It will be a 3rd and 12 after the play, unsportsmanlike on Union.
And that wipes off the tackle for loss by Brent Lovell.
Yep, it was going to be a loss of 5. A loss of 4, I beg your pardon. They backed it up to the 22. That play still stands, but it's, as it came in after the play, but it was going to be a 3rd and 12. Now move it down to the 11-yard line. It is not an automatic first down. It will be 3rd down. It will still be 3rd as it came after the play. So 3rd and inches here pretty much for the Falcons. Honecker under center. Ball down the near left hash. Thompson the tailback. It's another QB sneak working his way inside the 10. He's got the Pepsi first down down to the 9. It's a gain of 2, and it's 1st and goal Abingdon. First and goal now at the Union 9-yard line. Clock stops and now restarts with 2:15 left in the third. Abingdon trails by 17, but trying to punch one in here. Honecker under center. Thompson, tailback. Receiver to the left is Brooks. Honecker hands it off to Barr, the tight end coming in motion from the right side. He works his way off the near left side of the line and into the end zone for the second time tonight. Owen Barr punches it in from 9 yards out. Touchdown, Abingdon, on the 13th play of this drive. And now it is Union 24, Abingdon 13, with 1:55 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter.
I can't wait to see how much time was taken off of this clock. And like you said, got the kicker out here who's been perfect.
27 for 27 is Tobias Reed, the senior.
No broadcaster jinx here.
High snap.
Oh.
Rolling to his right. It'll be a Sheffield. He has to do the toss out to Woods. He's going to be tackled and brought down. So it's a high snap to number 9, the holder, which is Max Ferguson, who couldn't get the snap down. And now the 2-point conversion was no good. A similar situation for Union in the first half worked out in their favor. Not this time for the Falcons. The lead remains 11 for Union. It's Union 24, Abingdon 13, 1:55 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter, and we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be
accepted.
And every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace Lifetime Warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September Sales Event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
55 to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Union 24, Abingdon 13. Falcons score on the 9-yard touchdown run from Owen Barr as the now Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff from Tobias Reed goes to Camden Phillips with his own 6. He works out to the 15th of the middle of the field. He's brought down right there. They're going to mark him down at the 16-yard line, it looks like, maybe a 10-yard return. But either way, no, they'll mark him down there at the 15. Let's call it a 9-yard return. 1:48 to play here in the third quarter, and Union's backed up inside their own 20. But that was a 13-play, 57-yard drive that took 5 minutes and 21 seconds off the clock, Corey. But at least Abingdon was able to punch it into the end zone but did not get the extra points.
And then who was on the coverage for the kick? Mike Thompson, number 46, got all the way down there. Good coverage by him, man.
We saw him have a special teams touchdown on a recovery of a punt in the end zone against Central when we were here back in September. Anderson will be in the shotgun on first and 10. Chandler stands to his right, Lowry to his left. The handoff to Chandler. He's hit the line of scrimmage, and they'll mark him down right there for no gain, no loss, and he'll bring up second and 10.
This could be a tide turning as we hear more whistles.
Officials timeout. We got some sort of injury or uniform malfunction there with Union. Is Poppy Lowry having to come off the field? Oh, no. He's going to talk to a couple of captains here. He wants to talk to his offensive line and defensive linemen from each side. It's Alex Hawkins from Abingdon, and it was Brent Lovell from Union he wanted to talk to. Lovell, a senior offensive lineman, the left guard, and Hawkins, the junior inside linebacker.
Yeah, I know that, and Chris is looking like he's talking over there to the Abingdon sideline. I think he probably told him to cut it out and act straight.
It's going to be over to the far side looking on a swing pass to Bostic. It's incomplete there for Anderson to bring up a third and 10.
It'll be third down 10.
Big drive. Big moment here for Abingdon. They've given up some long third downs.
Third and 10 here for Union from their own 15. 1:06 left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. They lead Abingdon 24-13. Ball in the middle of the field for Anderson. Chandler stands to his right. Two receivers to the near side. That's going to be Bunch and Orsby. It's Bostic and Huff to the far side. Takes the hand off of Chandler. Anderson trying to keep it to the near side. He's going to take it back to the left. Oh, all the way back to his 5, but now has the angle to the 10, to the 15, 20. Turnover goes right up the sideline across the 25, and he may have just gotten himself a Pepsi first down.
Woo.
They're going to mark him out at the 26.
Oh,
that goes down as a gain of 11, but boy, did Rayshon Anderson run a whole lot more than that. But either way, the drive will continue for the Bears, thanks to the legs of their senior quarterback.
I mean, he was like a Pepsi on a hot summer day. Ice cold, brother. That's a first down.
He ran to the near side where all kinds of blue was. He took it back to the far left side of the field, took it all the way back inside his own 5, but was able to find the angle to hit the edge and get all the way up to the 26. That's where it's first and 10 for Union. 56.9 seconds left in the third. Hand off to Chandler on first and 10. He's trying to work his way up the field, but only for a yard of the 27. He'll bring up second and 9. And we've got an injury in the middle of the field. A Bear looks to be down, an offensive lineman. That's number 72, as that is Aiden Johnson, the junior left tackle. That's down on the field and being looked at by assistant coaches. 44.7 seconds to play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union leads Abingdon 24-13. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Big Stone Economy Drug has moved, but don't worry. They're still located in beautiful downtown Big Stone Gap, just around the corner at 419 Shawnee Avenue East. Big Stone Economy Drug offers more than just prescription services. They also can help you navigate through open enrollment, get you up to date on vaccinations such as school vaccines and flu shots, give you tips on staying healthy, and so much more. Visit them online at BigStoneEconomyDrug.com or call them at 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, a local pharmacy and your partner in health.
.7 of play here in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter as the clock has restarted following Aiden Johnson exiting the game due to the injury. He was helped up off the field by Union coaching staff and trainers. It's a 2nd and 9 for Union from their own 27. Anderson the shotgun. Chandler stands to his right. He's going to look to pass. He looks to his right. Now pans to his left. He rolls to his left. He's looking to fire down deep down the sideline. He's looking for Huff, and who dives out to grab it, and he's not able to haul it in inside the 40. Off his hand, battling with Sully Perkins on the far side of the field, and it'll fall incomplete and bring up 3rd and 9.
I've got a question here, and this is just probably defensive strategy 101.
Mm-hmm.
Sully Perkins, right? Sully Perkins has been on him the whole time in this little soft man-to-man coverage. At some point, do you think you would give him some help, maybe chase somebody over on Paul Huff?
Well, four receivers, yeah.
I mean, I get that, but
yeah.
Still, just get some.
We'll see. As Union's going to have to burn a timeout here prior to a 3rd and 9 if the clock stopped and 22.6 seconds left in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. Union has to burn a timeout and head into a commercial break here. It's Union 24. It's Abingdon 13. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Kirkland's, located on Main Street in downtown Big Stone Gap, invites you to come out Saturday, October 28th for their Halloween bash. Get ready for some wicked fun. Come dressed up for the Kirkland's Costume Contest with live music from 7 until 10 p.m. and music and dancing from 10 until 1. There will be food and drink specials as well. Also, check Kirkland's out on Facebook for specials and events. Spooky fun this Saturday at Kirkland's in downtown Big Stone Gap.
.6 seconds to play in the Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter. It's Union 24, Abingdon 13. Following the timeout by Union, they have two remaining. Abingdon still has all three as we're heading into the final seconds of this third. It's a 3rd and 9 for Union from their own 27-yard line, needing the 36 for a first down. Anderson the shotgun. Chandler stands to his right. Two receivers to the near side, Bunch and Bostic. To the far left side is Orsby. Huff lined up as sort of a left wing back to that side of the field now. Anderson's going to look that way. Huff had some space, but he couldn't find him. Now he waits patiently as Huff crosses the middle, finds him across the 40 and up to the 45-yard line. They will give him the 48 for a gain of 21 and another Pepsi first down for the Bears of 16.9 seconds left in the third.
Final score from Honaker, 48-7.
Oh, that's all?
All, yeah.
And that will be the end of the third quarter here. That's not all here, folks. Union 24, Abingdon 13. The Anthem Healthkeepers third quarter comes to a close, setting us up an air serve fourth quarter in Washington County. It's Union 24, Abingdon 13. Fourth quarter coming up. Right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Holding Funeral Home is honored to have served the citizens of Big Stone Gap, Duffield, Appalachia, East Stone Gap, Lee County, Virginia, and surrounding communities with compassion and dignity since 1941. With attention to detail and the utmost respect to families, they provide the highest level of service and care. Holding Funeral Homes helps families and local communities say farewell to loved ones in the most dignified way. They're a third-generation family-owned funeral home ready to assist you at your time of need. Located in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, Holding Funeral Home.
4th quarter with Union leading Abingdon 24-13. It's a first and 10 for the Bears following the Pepsi first down throw from Rayshon Anderson to Paul Huff for 21 yards on the final play of the third quarter. It's a first and 10 for the Bears from their own 48-yard line. Ball sitting just on the edge of the midfield A as they'll now work right to left on your radio dial to open up this fourth quarter. Union looking to try to put this game away, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some domination going on in this passing game. I don't know what's so funny about it.
They're getting riled up.
They are. They are hot over there.
Not just on the field, I guess. My goodness.
You know, that state media, it'll get you all the time.
It's the first time ever I'm going to be called kind in this sort of situation.
I wouldn't go that far, buddy.
Well, we'll see. It's still got 12 more minutes, and who knows how much actual minutes of time left.
We talked about this off air, so since we have some more time, will this game be over before 10 p.m.?
It's 9:09 right now. The answer is yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Now, the commercial situation, will we be done with our post-game show by 10 p.m., may be a different question.
It's true. Okay, fair enough.
As for those inside the radio world, we just ran our last sponsor. That means we got to go all the way through again to make sure everybody equals up. We can't have any favoritism to either side.
No, we can't.
We got to take care of people.
We do.
Or I get in trouble. And I don't need any more of that. Ball in the middle of the field at the 48.
Don't talk about Halloween costumes and we'll be good.
I know. Or at least don't do it at 7:35 in the morning.
People are taking the kids to school.
Anderson in the shotgun. Lowry stands to his left. Chandler to his right. Bears have a first and 10 at their own 48. Huff, the lone receiver to the left side. The handoff to Lowry. Lowry works his way across midfield and down to the Abbott and 48-yard line for a gain of 4. He'll bring up 2nd and 6.
And looks like that's Lee on the stop there. That's his 6th.
It'll be 2nd down, 6.
Impeachment of the day or the evening.
You wouldn't expect to see Union go too fast here if an 11-point lead as we're now into the fourth quarter. They hand it off for the first time in the second half to Poppy Lowry there on the first play of the fourth quarter. That time was a 4-yard gain, 2nd and 6. 2nd and 6 at the Abbott and 48. Anderson the shotgun. Lowry to his left, Chandler to his right, and it's another handoff to Lowry. Lowry works his way across the 45, down to the 44-yard line. And just short of a first down as he's able to get a gain of 4. And it will bring up a 3rd and 2. Let's call it a 3rd and 2 for the Bears at the 44. I think we're going to give them the 43, so let's call it a gain of 5. Let's call it 3rd and 1.
Poppy Lowry, popping forward.
Back-to-back carries, 9 yards. Bostic and Bunch to the far side. It's Huff to the near left. Hand off to Lowry again on 3rd and 1. He's able to break through some tackles in the backfield. Fall forward down to the 41-yard line for a gain of 2. And enough for a Pepsi first down for Union. With 10:36 to play, it's Union 24, Abbott 13. And the clock will continue to roll for another first down for the Bears.
Have Poppy Lowry here in the air surf fourth quarter. Getting in his comfort zone right now. Just moving forward behind this Union offensive line.
3 straight carries for him, 11 yards. On the night now, he has 6 carries for 19. As we take a look at the Funk drilling stats. Anderson in the shotgun. He screens it out to the far right side of the field to Bostic. Bostic down the far side on the 40, 35, 30. And shoved out of bounds at the, they're going to say just short of the 30. They're going to mark him out at the 31-yard line. They're going to say he's out of bounds right there. Near that first down marker that was knocked over on the play. We'll wait for the official spot to see if it's enough for the first down. From Anderson to the sophomore, Cam Bostic.
Yep.
And they're going to have to fix the chains. The chains are messed up. Chains took some damage.
They
had this situation last week at Eastside. Remember, they had to bring in a whole new set of chains. That was on the second play of the third quarter. They had to do that last week in Cobra on a Thursday night.
And they had a digital one, too. It's digital markers and everything.
Did they mark it as a first down to begin with? Or they're still looking to see?
Yeah, they've marked it as a first down.
Well, it was first down anyway, so.
But it would be.
Yeah. They're still looking at the spot there they have. Looks like maybe gotten the chain situated, at least at the one at the first down marker. The one now back to the line of scrimmage looks to be maybe a little bit messed up. Although it was away from the play, maybe its chain got wrapped up awkwardly.
Yeah.
Clock sits at 10:06 to play. Union leads at 24-13. We'll see if they have a first and 10 or a second and short near the 31 of Abingdon here in a moment.
I think they're going to put the old bird out of her misery here in a minute if this thing gets up.
Oh, gosh.
There you go. More
thanks for the
on.
Reminder. Because today hasn't been long enough.
I mean, you act like you got somewhere to go, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they broke the chain, so they're.
Let me say this. I'm going to fight for in the offseason better chains because that's two straight games
yeah.
for us, Corey, that somebody's broke the chain.
Yeah, this is, I think it's a racket going on. I think they
yeah.
just got to, they talk to your local school board members and
well,
everything, folks.
Let me just say
chains.
This. We've got plenty of sponsors here,
yeah.
as I've said plenty of times tonight.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to fix some chains.
Hey, can we call?
Yeah.
Who can we give this to? Holden Funeral Home can take care of it, right?
Yeah,
they
well,
can take care of
because those
chains
are dead. You're right.
Yeah, yeah,
the chains are
dead. So I mean, just
gracious to Pete.
Lord, this. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, wait a second. Is it risen?
All right. Maya Angelou said, "Still I rise." Here comes that chain too. There you go. All right.
And are we going to finally get a signal?
Yeah,
if
yes.
you say bring out the chains, I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh,
the dude. Chains are hanging on for dear life. We're going to bring him out to the hash mark.
I mean, this is like watching my belt buckle sometimes. These things might, these things will, it's going to bust here eventually. Oh, gosh.
We've held our composure long enough tonight, Corey.
Just let your hair down, right?
Yeah.
My God.
Or let your chain down.
Look, we were very professional when they went for 3 attempts on that at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah.
So.
Let me borrow these binoculars here, sir. Get a good look at this spot near the 31-yard line. We're seeing if it's a first down. The ball is placed, and it looks
short.
To be short, and it is.
They
even pulled the chain.
They didn't even pull
gracious
the chain.
They can't pull the chains.
Oh.
It's second and inches. Let's call it a gain of 9. I've been as nice as I can be.
Oh, dear Barbara. Jacob, just to let you know, it is 9:15 here.
Thanks. Anderson, the shotgun, ball in the far right hash, second and inches. They're just shy of the 21. Chandler to his right, handoff to the 20. Working his way down the right hash to the 15. Working his way inside the 10, to the 5, to the end zone. 22 yards out for Keith Chandler, and the lead is now 30-13 as the Bears stretch out their lead with 10 minutes exactly to play. Food City touchdown for Keith Chandler, his first of the night. And for him this season, he just has another score to his book for the sophomore running back for the Bears. They lead at 30-13 now here in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes to play.
Yeah, I've been said it before, in the air, sir, fourth quarter, comfort zone. And Keith Chandler was hungry, so he had to score that Food City touchdown.
They got the ball with 1:48 left in the third. We now sit here with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. That drive took 3:48. Off the clock, and it was an 85-yard drive. The extra point by Bishop. Snap, hold, kick, and it's blocked. And the lead remains 17 for the Bears. 10 minutes exactly to play. It's Union 30. It's Abingdon 13. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Ford. Because at Freedom Ford, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Ford, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service, all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, come to Freedom Ford in Wise or Claypool Hill, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like freedom.
Ten minutes exactly to play. Union 30, Abingdon 13. That was an 11-play, 85-yard drive that took 3:48 off the clock for the Bears and was capped off by a 22-yard touchdown run for their sophomore running back, Keith Chandler. They now lead Abingdon 30-13. A Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff is coming up here for Keyshawn Anderson.
Woo!
The two return men deep for Abden. Barr and Honegger stand around their own 12, 14-yard line. Anderson with a short kick to the left side. It bounces by Brooks, gets to Barr, and we're going to flag Zoe at the kick.
You'll get a re-kick. Ball, illegal procedure.
Yep. Union got off there a little bit early. And as I look at the time, there's nowhere where any of us are getting off early tonight.
Oh.
You don't have to tell me. Back it up to the 35. Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh.
Back it up to the 35.
We having fun yet?
Are we having fun?
Are you having fun yet, Dick?
Not really. Keith Anderson will kick it away. You're getting feisty, Jacob, now.
Yes.
It's been too long. 35-yard line here for Anderson. The short kick to the far left side, and that one's going out of bounds. It went out of bounds near the 35. We'll see what the ruling will be on this one. Cecil Coleman says it went out of the 36-yard line on the far side of the field.
Well, you think they let them re-kick?
Yeah, they are. Woo! Now the question is, how many times do I have to kick off this kickoff compared to the two-point conversion at the end of the half?
We'll set it at 1.5.
Yeah.
1.5 right
now. This will be number 3, correct?
There you go. That's the over right there.
Thank you. Backing it up to the 30. Union does have a place kicker, a punter, and a kickoff man. If Keyshawn Anderson needs somebody else to kick this one for the third time, they can go to somebody else. Keyshawn Anderson on a kickoff from his own 30 on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. Real people answer the phones. The Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee goes off the hands of Tyke Thompson at the 30. Picked up by Luke Honeck at the 28. And he's brought down by the face mask at the 28-yard line by Carlos Anderson.
Ooh.
That will be tacked on at the end of the play. Good news, kickoffs are over. Offense will be on the field. As this will be marked at from the 28-yard line, this should be around the 43 where Abner will get the ball to start this drive. Clock sits at 9:59.
They didn't really signal the face mask. You just...
It's late for all of us.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
He wasn't done yet. Abedin will have the ball beginning at their own 43-yard line. Ball on the far left hash. They trail Union 30-13 with 9:59 to play. Honecker under center. Barr will be the tailback. Brooks the near receiver. Sheffield to the left. Rolling to his right will be Honecker. Honecker's got pressure. He works his way to the edge. Honecker pump fake, runs up the near side across the line of scrimmage and up to the 44-yard line for a gain of 1. He'll bring up 2nd and 9.
He ran about a half a mile right there, but only got one, just ran out a lot of clock and got nothing there. Keith Chandler on the stop.
Second and 9 from the 44 on the near right hash. I'm swaying to keep myself awake. Honecker hand off to Barr. Honecker across the 45, up only to the 45, I should say. They'll give him a gain of 1, bringing up 3rd and 8. Thought Barr was going to get a little bit more. It didn't happen.
Colton Brown on the stat. So the 3rd down for the Falcons.
Only 22 yards rushing in the second half for Barr on 4 carries. And it will be a 3rd and 8 for Abedin from their own 45. As Lucas Brooks and Garrett Amberger are trying to say, hey, band, can we stop?
I would, too. I'm surprised they're still playing.
Not happening yet.
Yeah, now they're playing the horn over there.
Ball in the near right hash. Brooks and Sheffield will be receivers to the far left side of the field. Honecker looks to his left. He pump fakes. He's got pressure, and Keyshawn Anderson brings him down. They'll mark him down back at the 38 for a loss of 7. It will bring up a 4th and 15. Clock goes inside 8.5 minutes to play. Union leading by 17. And if the touchdown by Chandler wasn't the final play that really put this into a definite win for the Bears, that sack by Keyshawn Anderson may just do it.
Turn out the lights.
Party's over, boys.
Honaker gets the snap here as Huff will be the return man. It's a short punt. He's going to roll inside the 30, and Huff will grab it there at the 29. He slides down, takes the hit, but it was going to be clean either way. The hit was by Tyke Thompson, and Union will get the ball at their own 29-yard line. 7:54 to play here in this game, and we'll see how much time Union will be able to burn off leading in this game, 30-13.
Next week, Abingdon goes to Lee.
Got an update for me on Lee John Battle?
Huh?
What's the update on Lee John Battle?
Last time we
saw John Battle was leading. That is interesting to some in Region 2. Do you remember John Battle comes to Big Stone Gap to take on Bullet Park? Bears at Bullet Park.
There you go.
We'll get there. Lowry handoff. He's hit at the 30 and brought down after a gain of one, bringing up a 2nd and 9.
It is Battle 35, Lee 20. So remember when Chet Howie was up 13-7?
Yeah. What's Patrick Henry leading now?
They have scored 28 unanswered points, 35-13.
Uh-huh.
It was unbalanced.
I think it was PH.
The PH was unbalanced in the first half.
2nd and 9 now for Union from their own 30. Clock ticks down towards 7:15 to play. Hand off to Lowry on the last play. We saw a gain of 1. They've got 2 running backs in the game. Chandler to Anderson's right in the shotgun. Lowry to his left. It's a hand off to Lowry on 2nd and 9. Up the gut to the 35. Trying to spin his way out of it, but is only able to get to the 36. That's for a gain of 6. It will bring up a 3rd and 3.
Chet with his 7th tackle of the evening. Virginia High pulling away from Lebanon, 20-9.
So some teams trying to make a playoff push here. John Battle and Virginia High wins in Region 2D coming into the night. Virginia High was number 8. John Battle was number 10 in the points. Lebanon, the team losing to Virginia High, was number 9.
Got an update.
High snap to Anderson on 3rd and 3. Anderson trying to go up the gut, but trying to break his way off the right side. He does to the 40 and finds his way up to the 41 for a gain of 5 and enough for a Pepsi first down to keep the chains moving. The clock rolling. Clock sits at 6:25 to play. Union leading by 17, and they'll have a chance to run even more clock off thanks to the hard running there by Rayshon Anderson.
Jacob, it was a shootout. It's a shootout right now in Ewing. Twin Springs 66, Tom Walker 29.
Twin Springs can score, folks, and Thomas Walker has shown no ability to stop the run against really good football teams. And in the conversation of Hurley, even middling football teams. Rayshon Anderson in the shotgun. 2 receivers to the near side, Huff and Bunch. Boss is going to receive to the far side. Handoff here to Chandler. Chandler working his way up the field to the 44 for a gain of 3 and it's 2nd and 7.
You just got to just say the name right, that's all. That sets up a huge matchup next week. Rye Cove and
Twin Springs,
the battle. Yep.
You'll be there, Cookie?
I'll be there.
I like it.
He won't have any signal.
He'll figure out something. Is that Twin Springs? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get Wi-Fi at Twin Springs.
The Red Army.
You mean 4:30 on Thursday. 2nd and 7. It's Anderson in the shotgun from his own 44. Hand off to Lowry. Lowry working his way to the 45, and that's where he's brought down following a gain of 1. He'll bring up a 3rd and 6. Clock goes under 5 minutes to play in this air serve fourth quarter. Union leading by 17, trying to run out some more clock.
Third down.
Last year in that matchup between Rykove and Twin Springs at Rykove, they had to bring in extra bleachers for that battle. The Twin Springs won to lock up a share of the Cumberland District title in a 3-way tie a year ago. This time, it's for the title at Routh. They're both undefeated in district play, 8-1 on the season.
How did that become a thing? Is this called the middle schools?
I think they stole about as many bullets as they could. As Lowry gets the handoff, he's across midfield to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and touchdown. 55-yard touchdown run from William Lowry. That's Poppy. for 55 yards in the score in the Food City touchdown, and Union leads it 36-13 with 4:23 to play.
Pop, 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 pop Lowry all the way to the house. And, I mean, he just split the defense right there, churning all game, had some key runs, and none bigger than that 55-yard.
He got 4 out of the 6 carries that drive and punches it in from 55 yards out. That was a 6-play, 71-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 31 seconds off the clock. The snap, the hold, the extra point is good. Union's finally able to convert one of those. Union now leads it by 24. It's Union 37, Abingdon 13. The air serve fourth quarter continues right after this with 4:23 to play on 93.5 WXM.
Are big life changes on the horizon for you? Hi, I'm Jason Sturgill, your local Wells Fargo financial advisor. Life events such as changing jobs, getting married, getting a divorce, having a new baby or grandbaby, or a death in the family can greatly impact your finances. Having a dedicated local financial advisor can play a big part in helping guide you through these events in order to keep your plans intact. Give me a call today at 276-325-5061 or stop by my office located on Park Avenue in Norton. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker dealer and separate non-bank of West Oregon Company.
People are interested, I hear, Corey.
I know.
4:23 to play here in the air, sir. Fourth quarter. It's Union 37. It's Abingdon 13. And while we're doing it, let's just go ahead and thank all of our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, Mountain and Pirate Community College Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, Air Surge, My Town, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Big Stone Economy Drug, Kirkland, and Holding Funeral Home. A couple of notes on a couple of our sponsors. One, Big Stone Economy Drug, new location. Moved to the old New People's Bank building there on Shawnee Avenue in Big Stone. Moved about a block back. Also, Kirkland's Halloween party tomorrow night, Corey, there in downtown Big Stone Gap. Short kick, going to be grabbed there by Honecker around the 25. He's up to the 30, 35, out across the 40, 45 to the 50, down to the 45, takes it to the far side, 40, 35 to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and a kickoff return touchdown for Luke Honecker. 75 yards on Luke Honecker's kickoff return for the touchdown, a Food City touchdown with 4:10 to play. It's now Union 37, Abingdon 19.
He hasn't had his way offensively, but got a bounce back right there with that kickoff return. Luke
Heck
Honecker.
Of a run. He's had a couple of really good returns.
Yeah.
That was a great return. Tobias Reed will bring out the extra point. On the last extra point attempt, it was a bad hold or either a bad snap. Ferguson is the holder. Tobias Reed is the kicker.
He doesn't miss.
Snap, hold, kick.
He doesn't miss.
It is Abingdon trailing now Union. Union 37, Abingdon 20, 4:10 to play in the air serve fourth quarter. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Southwest Insurance Agency, with offices conveniently located in Big Stone Gap, Norton, Jonesville, and Kingsport, Tennessee.
In the play, it's Union 37, Abingdon 20. E.T., who's going to be having a five-star scoreboard show coming up after the game. Here's your note, E.T. I don't know what the final score tonight is of Marion and Richlands, but Marion didn't attempt any passes, but they ran for 479 yards. My guess is the Hurricanes won. Union 37, it is Abingdon 20, 4:10 to play in the air, sir, fourth quarter. Yep, Marion 47, Richlands 28. That counts that as a win.
Yep.
Marion, who came into the game, number 7 of the points, but a win against Richlands doesn't do you a ton. I know that's weird to say, but Richlands is now 0-9. Yeah, we just said that. Richlands is
0-9.
Go ahead and mark it down, 0-10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Abner's going to try an onside kicker on the Southwest Insurance Agency kickoff. They've got six guys lined up as if they're starting off at the start line of a track meet. Good thing Tanner Cook's there. Onside kick to the near side, high, and it's grabbed by who else but Keith Chandler for a Union at the 49-yard line on their side of the field. Not a bad onside kick there by Tobias Reed, but Keith Chandler, the sophomore running back, goes up and grabs it, brings it down, and Union will have the ball at their own 49-yard line with 4:10 to play, we hope. Probably, unless Garrett Amberger decides to use his timeouts, probably two first downs will do it here for the Bears. They lead by 17. Amberger does have all three of his timeouts. Union has two. Anderson will be in the shotgun. Chandler will stand to his right, Lowry to his left. Two receivers on the far side of the field. That is going to be Bostic and Bunch. To the near side, Bostic and Bunch. To the near side is Huss. Anderson takes a high snap, hand off to Lowry, trying to hit the right edge, coming back up the field, and he's going to get to the 50 for a gain of 1, bringing up 2nd and 9. And there's Garrett Amberger burning his timeouts. There's the first one with 4:02 to play. So with 4:02 to play, it's Union 37, Abingdon 20. 4:02 on the clock left here in the air, sir, fourth quarter. And we'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Pizza King and Wise in Big Stone Gap can deliver the best pizza, subs, pastas, and chicken wings around. Pizza King opens daily at 11 a.m. and has extended hours in Wise and Big Stone Gap. You can call in your order at 328-1010, 523-1010, or go to pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King is always looking for delivery drivers. Apply in person at any location or online at pizzakingdelivers.com. Pizza King, delivery from our castle to yours.
Play for its 9:35 here in the air serve fourth quarter. It's Union 37, Abingdon 20. It's a 2nd and 9 upcoming for the Bears at midfield after Garrett Amberger and the Falcons burned their first timeout here in the second half to stop the clock. They're not giving in quite yet. They just tried the onside kick, just had the kickoff return for a touchdown. They got the touchdown, could not recover the onside kick, but their defense does contain Lowry to a 1-yard gain on first down, and he burns his first timeout.
Oh, Jacob, getting colder. We're in the fourth quarter. Gets colder. Make sure you got your heating and cooling needs in the fourth quarter with AirSurf. They put you in your comfort zone.
They have to be very pleased with the reach here.
Yes, they
are. Oars being bunched to the far side, Huff to the near side. Lowry goes in motion left to right. Anderson will run that way to the right side, trying to hit the edge. He's able to get across the line of scrimmage, but only for a yard to the Abingdon 49. It'll bring up a 3rd and 8 and timeout Abingdon once again, as it'll be a 3rd and 8 for the Bears at the Abingdon 49-yard line with 3:56 to play. It's Union 37, Abingdon 20. We'll be right back on 93.5 WAXM.
Have you been waiting for the right time to buy that new truck? It's Truck Month at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. 0% interest plus discounts and rebates up to $3,250 on Silverado 1500s. Plus, top dollar for your trade. Check out the great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles at MartinMcClureChevy.com. No dock fees, no processing fees, no games or gimmicks, just great deals. Find new roads at Martin McClure Chevrolet in Coburn, Virginia. You'll be glad you did.
56 to play at Falcon Stadium in Washington County, where it's Union 37, Abingdon 20. 3rd and 8, forthcoming here for the Bears at the Abingdon 49-yard line. The Falcons burn their second timeout following the 1-yard gain of Rayshon Anderson on 2nd and 9. So they have one timeout remaining. Union has two timeouts left, with the Bears leading by 17. But Garrett Amberger and the Falcons trying to get the ball back and leaving themselves with a sliver of a chance. They're going to have two receivers to the near side as Bostic and Huff race their way over to outside the near hash marks. Bostic in the slot, Huff the near receiver. Bunch the lone receiver to the far side. Anderson in the shotgun. Lowry to his left. Chandler to his right. Hand off Chandler. Chandler trying to work his way up the left side. He works his way down to the 46 for a gain of 2. It'll bring up 4th and 6. And Garrett Amberger's not burning that final timeout yet. He's going to let the clock run on this one. I guess he's thinking that maybe they're going to leave the offense on the field. and see if they get the first down and have some timeouts to remain here after the new set of the chains. There'll be a 4th and 6 here for Union at the Abbott 46. Clock continues ticking now down to 3:25 to play. I would think Travis Turner's probably going to let this clock run all the way down and use one of his 2 timeouts. As the play clock's now already inside 10. And that's what he's going to do as he stands next to the white hat Chris Davis back at his own 40. Play clock down to 2:01. Timeouts with 3:06 remaining. It's Union 37, Abingdon 20. 4th and 6 for the Bears at the Abingdon 46 when we return on 93.5 WAXM.
Stay local. Earn money. Your path to a career begins at home. Enroll in MECC's online courses today. Visit mecc.edu/apply. Hands-on. Real world. From college to career in less than 15 weeks. Mountain Empire Community College, where our students succeed because they learn they can.
To play. Each team now has 1 timeout remaining, and Union will punt it away here to Abingdon. Chandler will walk out here as the punter. It's Union 37, Abingdon 20. It's a 4th and 6 for the Bears at the Abingdon 46, or 4th and 5, I should say. Let's go the last run for Chandler, a gain of 3. Chandler will punt it away to Barr, who stands just inside his own 10. Low snap. It bounces to Chandler. He's able to get away, though, in time. Good play there by Chandler. Bounces to the 15. Barr will pick it up at the 14. It almost rolls away from him. He's up across the 15 and brought down to the 19-yard line, following a 5-yard return. 2:57 to play. Abingdon has the ball at their own 19, down by 17.
It'll be first and 10, stopping Barr.
So the Falcons will have to work faster, each team with only 1 timeout remaining. Tonight, Luke Honecker, the quarterback for Abingdon, they're going to probably have to get into the passing game. He's 0-for-3 with 2 interceptions. Honecker in the shotgun. Barr stands to his right. It's a lower snap, but he looks to his right. He's going to roll to his right. He's got pressure. Anderson has him behind the 5, and he's brought down back at the 2. That is a loss of 17. They're going to mark him down. Maybe it's a 3. Let's call it a loss of 16. Clock will continue to run, and it'll bring up now a 2nd and 26 inside the 5. So 2nd and 26 now for Abingdon from their own 3-yard line. Clock goes inside 2.5 to play. And Abingdon's taking their time here following that sack. They're going to huddle up in the end zone. Play clock's already inside 10. Honecker will get under center. Thompson will be a tailback. Barr will bring trips to the near side. No, Barr's going to exit the field. Handoff. Thompson off the right edge. He's going to be hit the line of scrimmage. Finds his way across the 5, up to the 6 for a gain of 3. Union came out there with the football. They're going to say Thompson was down, though. It's a gain of 3, and they'll bring him a 3rd and 23.
Third down, under 2 minutes to go.
3rd and 23 here for Abingdon from their own 6. Actually, they're going to give them a 7. Let's call that a gain of 4, and let's call it now a 3rd and 22.
Union getting ready to have the undisputed
district
championship for
them. Yep, and it'll be a 4th consecutive year that the district champion in the Mountain District will be undefeated. No sharing of the titles or any losses on the championship title. Clock goes inside 100 seconds on 3rd and 22. Handoff Thompson works his way out across the 10, and that is where they'll mark him down at the 11, maybe the 12. 12-yard line for a gain of 7, of gain of 5. It'll bring up 4th and 17. Clock down to 1:15. Punt team will come out for Abingdon. The clock goes inside 1 minute to play. On what is it, 4th and 17. Paul Huff will back up here on the punt. Union leading it by 17, 37 to 20. This will most likely be a punt from Honecker some sort of, whether it's a return or letting it roll out here by Huff, and then probably one offensive play in the nil from Union to end this game. The punt from Honaker bounces the 35, rolls across the 40, goes across the 45 near the sideline, and will be rolled dead at the Abingdon 48-yard line with 32.1 seconds to play. So you would think Union's going to come out here, do a QB nil for their senior quarterback Anderson, and walk out of here with a road 17-point victory.
Yep, they getting.
And Union's quite excited about it.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell.
And plenty of words being said here between the offensive and defensive line. Not all of it, all. A little like some trash talk, but maybe a little bit of some of it.
Might be saying some of these guys, well, we'll see you basketball season.
Yeah. Anderson will get under center, looking here for a QB nil. One will do unless Garrett Amberger burns his last time out. And he does not. Anderson puts a knee into the grass at the third at midfield, and that should do it as the final play of the game. Union will walk out of Abingdon with a 2023 Mountain District crown as they defeat the Falcons 37-20. A second quarter and a late plays that sort of got away there from the Falcons, and then a early turnover by their offense in the third quarter leads to a multi-scored lead by Union, and they end up routing in the second half to a 17-point win. Final score, Union 37, Abingdon 20. Bears now 8-1 on the year, 5-0 in the Mountain District. Abingdon drops to 5-4, 3-2 in the Mountain District. Final score again, Union 37, Abingdon 20. Post game coming up on 93.5 WAXM.
Need a prescription filled? Then Family Drug, located in the southern section of Big Stone Gap, is your one-stop pharmacy. Stop in and let pharmacists Greg Large and Autumn Wells take care of you. Family Drug carries a wide range of over-the-counter pharmaceuticals. They carry Hemoplex for total blood health and Alderma Cream to aid in the healing of skin problems. Family Drug is open 9 to 6 weekdays and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Come by or give them a call at 276-523-1713. Family Drug is a proud supporter of Cole.
Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home, offers their 182-day certificate of deposit with a 2.52% APY. It's a limited-time offer, so stop by one of your branch offices today in Coburn, Norton, Wise, St. Paul, or Appalachia. Miners Exchange Bank, the only bank that calls Wise County Home. Offer valid March 1st through March 31st, 2023. CDs must be open in person.
It's at the heart of any great tailgate. Nothing goes together like great food and football. And nobody does food like Food City. Get game day ready with tailgate favorites like freshly ground hamburger patties, hot dogs, and fresh-cut certified Angus beef steaks. Complement any gridiron gathering with freshly prepared signature deli salads. And bring out the true taste of East Tennessee with Terry's or Craven chips and Kay's ice cream.
When you're looking for more, just look at Freedom Chevrolet. Because at Freedom, we offer more selection, more deals, and more purchase options. For over 15 years, Freedom has been helping people just like you drive home in a new vehicle. Plus, at Freedom Chevrolet, we always give you top dollar for your trade and offer quality service all makes and models. So, if you're looking for your new or used vehicle and want the best deal, only at Freedom Chevrolet in Big Stone Gap, Virginia. Plus, buy online at nothinglikefreedom.com because there's nothing like Freedom.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us what's going on in Medicaid right now.
A special Medicaid open enrollment is going on now through September 30th. During this time, Medicaid members can switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus by calling the Virginia Managed Care Helpline at 800-643-2273. That's 1-800-643-2273. This special open enrollment ends on September 30th, so don't wait. Switch to Anthem Healthkeepers Plus today.
We're your comfort company. We'll treat your home like family. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
For service in Wise and Abingdon, call AirServe at 276-206-2992. Online at airserve.com.
We're your comfort company. AirServe. We'll treat your home like family. AirServe. Cold Air, sir, will put you in your comfort zone.
Monster savings all month long at MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's the place where you get more treats and no tricks. MyTown, offering spooktacular selections of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs, like a new 2024 Jeep Compass Limited, the new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited, or the all-new 2023 Chrysler 300, and so much more, arriving daily at MyTown in Big Stone Gap. Broomsticks are overrated, so get your new Halloween ride from MyTown, located in Big Stone Gap at 721 East 5th Street. Check out MyTown online at MyTownCDJR.com or search them on Facebook at MyTown Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's MyTown Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, offering scary good deals all month long.
Right here. Welcome back in here to the postgame show on 93.5 WAXM. Final score of the night here from Abingdon. It's Union 37, Abingdon 20. The Bears move to 8-1 on the season, 5-0 in the Mountain District, as they are now the 2023 Mountain District champions. As they take the win over the Falcons tonight, as they lock up the district crown, as everybody else in the district has at least two losses this season, and only one game left in the year there for the Bears in district play next week at home against John Battle. Abingdon drops to 5-4, 3-2. In the Mountain District. Let's take a look at the final stats tonight. Rayshon Anderson, the quarterback for Union, 9 out of 15, 158 yards passing and a touchdown. In the rushing department, it was Keith Chandler, 16 carries, 135 yards, one touchdown and a fumble. Rayshon Anderson, 16 carries, 101 yards on the ground, two touchdowns and a fumble. William Poppy Lowry, 11 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown. Keyshawn Anderson, 1 carry, 1 yard. In the receiving department, Cam Bostic, 4 catches, 63 yards and a touchdown. Paul Huff, 4 catches, 75 yards. And Braxton Bunch, 1 catch for 20 yards. Looking at Abingdon, Luke Honecker, the quarterback, 0 for 3 of 2 interceptions. In the rushing department, Owen Barr, 13 carries, 119 yards, 2 touchdowns. Luke Honecker, 11 carries, 2 yards. And Tyke Thompson, 10 carries, 41 yards for Abingdon. We do want to thank our sponsors this evening. That's Freedom Ford, Wells Fargo Financial Advisor Jason Sturgill, Southwest Insurance Agency, Pizza King, Morgan McClure Chevrolet, MECC Foundation, Family Drug, Myers Exchange Bank, Food City, Freedom Chevrolet, Anthem Healthkeepers, AirServe, MyTown, Pepsi, Funk Drilling, Wallace Nissan, Big Stone Gap Economy Drug, Kirkland's, and Holding Funeral Home. Final score of the night from Abingdon, Union 37, Abingdon 20. Postgame show continues right after this on 93.5 WAXM.
Big Stone Economy Drug has moved, but don't worry. They're still located in beautiful downtown Big Stone Gap, just around the corner at 419 Shawnee Avenue East. Big Stone Economy Drug offers more than just prescription services. They also can help you navigate through open enrollment, get you up to date on vaccinations such as school vaccines and flu shots, give you tips on staying healthy, and so much more. Visit them online at BigStoneEconomyDrug.com or call them at 276-524-4204. Big Stone Economy Drug, a local pharmacy and your partner in health.
Kirkland's, located on Main Street in downtown Big Stone Gap, invites you to come out Saturday, October 28th for their Halloween bash. Get ready for some wicked fun. Come dressed up for the Kirkland's Costume Contest with live music from 7 until 10 p.m. and music and dancing from 10 until 1. There will be food and drink specials as well. Also, check Kirkland's out on Facebook for specials and events. Spooky fun this Saturday at Kirkland's in downtown Big Stone Gap.
Holding Funeral Home is honored to have served the citizens of Big Stone Gap, Duffield, Appalachia, East Stone Gap, Lee County, Virginia, and surrounding communities with compassion and dignity since 1941. With attention to detail and the utmost respect to families, they provide the highest level of service and care. Holding Funeral Homes helps families and local communities say farewell to loved ones in the most dignified way. They're a third-generation family-owned funeral home ready to assist you at your time of need. Located in Big Stone Gap, Virginia, Holding Funeral Home.
Crack open an NFL celebration in every Pepsi.
Yo, awesome! Let me try.
Whoa, my turn.
Wherever you enjoy the game, always be celebrating with an ice-cold Pepsi.
It's gold!
Pepsi, the official soft drink of the National Football League.
Funk Drilling is a fourth-generation drilling company with over 60 years of experience, and they've been committed to the coalfields of Southwest Virginia, Eastern Kentucky, and Tennessee. Funk Drilling serves residential customers, commercial coalfield drilling, agriculture drilling, geothermal, and environmental drilling. Also pump services including water system service and repair. They sell sewage pumps, downhole video, booster pump install and repair. Funk Drilling, located 108 Quillen Avenue, Southeast in Coburn, Virginia. Call 1-866-478-6493. Email Wes at funkdrilling.com.
It's going to be a super September all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, Truckville, USA, where 10 cents down always delivers on one of the largest inventories of new Nissans arriving daily. Come see the fuel-efficient new Nissan Versa, Altima, and the all-new redesigned Rogue and Pathfinder. At Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, we need your trade, and it's never been worth more. Get up to $7,500 over Kelley Blue Book for your trade. Financing up to 84 months. Good credit, bad credit, every credit application will be accepted, and every new Nissan gets the exclusive Wallace lifetime warranty. So come save big on every award-winning new Nissan and quality pre-owned during the Super September sales event all month long at Wallace Nissan of Kingsport, where 10 cents down always delivers. Check it out online, wallacenissan.com.
Wallace Nissan of Kingsport.
Offers combined. Tax tag processing fees not included with approved credit.
Fourth line in Abingdon, Union 37, Abingdon 20. Bears now 8-1, 5-0 in the Mountain District, and Mountain District champions in 2023. Falcons fall to 5-4, 3-2 in the Mountain District. Union heads home to take on John Battle next Friday night. Abingdon heads on the road to take on Lehigh. Just so happens those two teams played each other. Final scores of all that coming up here on the Five-Star Scoreboard Show with E.T. Air Title Mullins momentarily. But, Corey, final thoughts on this matchup tonight where the Bears take down the Falcons.
Yeah, I thought the Bears, they came out, and usually they're kind of like a seasoned steak pretty much. You know, the more you let them marinate and figure things out, the better they look, the better the steak tastes. And that's what happened tonight. Started out a little rough. They got turned around down there inside the Abingdon 5. They battled back. They survived that big touchdown run by Owen Barr, and they leveled their way. They out-physicaled Abingdon, which we had seen them a couple of times, and they had been physical. They were physical against Ridgeview, a team that Union at home only beat them by 6.
Yep.
So good effort, and they showed, like I said, in pregame, they came out prepared coming off the bye week, and now they get to bounce back, and really they reset their season here. You got John Battle coming in there with really nothing on the line besides a perfect record in the Mountain 7 District.
Yeah, because you pretty much also already locked up the number one seed as well, because your points are going to be way ahead of Graham. Even with really a loss to John Battle, which no offense to John Battle, we're not going to be there for it. I'm not sure if Union can play bad enough to lose that game. And John Battle, the last time we saw, was leading Lehigh.
Mm-hmm.
ET will have a final score coming up here in a few moments on the scoreboard show. We will be, though, in the Mountain District on Rose Ridge for a game of playoff implications. Gate City at Ridgeview. Gate City did beat Central tonight. Ridgeview was on a bye. They were 4-5 coming in the night. Ridgeview had a 2/10 of a point lead in the point standings. But Tassel, who was above them, looks like they're going to lose to Graham, who was the number 3 seed. So there's a lot of shake up there in the middle of that standings in the top 8. That will be a big one next week up on Rose Ridge. On our sister station, 92.5 and 1220 WLSD, I should say, that will be a game where it is J.I. Burton on the road at Thomas Walker. No real playoff implications there. They're both eliminated at this point. Thomas Walker's loss, the Twins brings tonight. We will have Pigskin Picks for you coming up on Thursday night at 8 o'clock. We'll dive deep into a lot of the playoff chances for both sides, some scenarios in the final week of the regular season, looking at the point standings in both Region 1D and 2D. Also coming up is the Five-Star Scoreboard Show after us, and tomorrow, UVA-wise football here on 93.5 WXM. Pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1 o'clock as the Cavaliers travel to take on Mars Hill. For Corey Sanchez, I'm Jacob Townsend. Union defeats Abingdon tonight 37-20 at Falcon Stadium, and lock up a 2023 Mountain District crown for the Bears. We'll talk to you next week from Rose Ridge as it's E.T. and Eddie coming up for the Five-Star Scoreboard Show right here on 93.5 WAXM.